Hey, I got something for you to put on your headstone, man.
My headstone?
Yeah, when you die, because you're like an atheist.
Okay.
So you can have like, here lies an atheist, all dressed up and no place to go.
Tonight, a United Nation goes forward with the determination to win this war and bring about a just and enduring peace.
Daddy,
but we cannot
who is Sean Kennedy?
Or make our peace unless
well,
we understand the
Sean Kennedy was just a guy who started talking to people all over the world through an internet radio station called Rant Radio. Eventually, thousands of people all over the world would listen to him talk every Monday night about things that were happening in the world and the things that were going to happen. You see, Sean wasn't governed by anyone or anything. What he screamed into the internet was there for all to see. But that was when we still had rights and freedoms.
There are not enough of you to shoot us all. You, the few swaggering conquerors. There's no room in a decent world for you and your kind. We little people, thousands, millions of us, will join together and crowd you out of our world.
Yes, it's true. It's back once again, episode number 52 of the Sean Kennedy Show. Yes, it's true. Here we are in the studio with us tonight. We've got one of those handy-dandy writer types who is going to be in. His name is Peter.
They are handy.
Which I should have probably checked if he wanted to be known as Peter, if he's got a really cool online name. Do you have a cool online blade, or is Peter okay? Mighty Fast Pig.
That's very cool.
Mighty Fast Pig.
If you want to talk?
Come over to the microphone. Don't hide.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're in the studio, and so we'll give you a mic.
You can hold the microphone.
And for everyone out there who's saying, shit, man, when I was in the studio, I didn't get a microphone. That's because you're not a reporter, and we're not sucking up to you, so shut the fuck up.
Let me just go adjust the microphone over there.
Are we adjusting the microphone over there? Okay, well... No. Just keep talking. Talk.
Okay. This is compromising my beloved journalistic objectivity, I fear.
Think so.
Yes. Wonderful, wonderful. We're just getting our levels right, which we should have done before we started. But why don't we get the levels and... Oh, that sounded great. Is this on? Yeah.
Gotta have that sound.
How would
Come
you
on.
Like to suck my balls, Mr. Gasher? You are free to distribute this broadcast any way you see fit. You can copy it on AOL CDs and fucking hand it out to little kids. You could put it on tapes and build a trebuchet and fire them into the Amish communities, which would be kind of funny. Because they
what do we do with these real
like
Chinese...
My God! It's like manna from heaven. Do we eat them? So you can do whatever you like with them. You can do whatever you please. The poor bastards who got nothing better to do on their Monday night, so they logged into the IRC.
Yeah, what they did.
B, Cat, Smokehouse. What a surprise. Smokehouse is here.
No.
What
again?
A fucking shock.
Why does he
shock.
Keep coming around?
Yeah, he's always
he
here.
He just can't get away.
Yeah.
Because he's stuck in the wheelchair.
Yeah, he's stuck in the fucking wheelchair. Must be stuck to be crippled, eh? Pyro.
Turn off the radio, Mom.
No, son, it's for
it's
your own good.
It's for your own good, you fucking egotistical little shit. African Love Turtle, Alien Binary, Al-Anon Zero, Alpha 736, Alter Boy, Angelica Cosplay. Oh, that's the costume play chick. Costume play is a very weird thing where people... You're familiar with it?
Yeah.
I didn't know about this shit. I thought that was some fucked up shit there. Angry Monkey, Ants, Panther.
Hot chicks, though.
Yeah, damn. They are hot.
Damn.
Except when they're dressed up like the Jinro guys. Yeah. In which case, that's not really hot, but that's okay if you're into that sort of thing. A Panther, Apoc Breaker 1, Cabot, Caffeine Powered L.
Oh.
That's a great name.
That's cool.
The Caffeine Powered L.
Go L.
I would not fuck with that. You remember that? Did you ever watch Sesame Street?
Yes.
I used to, there was a song. I remember when I was a kid, they used to have this song. That it was, we all live in the letter I.
Oh, yeah.
Sky.
That's
remember
a freaky,
that
freaky
that
kind of
That was a really
song.
Cool song because it was all a cappella, and I wish I had an MP3 of that. If somebody gave me an MP3.
Yeah. Somebody get that.
We all, this show
cool
is brought
song.
To you by the letter I.
There's our sponsor.
W, 0, and G. Caffeine Powered L, Class 4 Missy, a Class 4 Missy, which
Whoa.
Is ever so much better than those goddamn Class 3 Missies.
They just don't do it for me.
Well, they remain in Cambodia for a while there, but
right.
Now they've sold everything into the Tricom development. Delusion, Druakara, Father Fester D. Penis, the 3D rendering God, 4KHS, FUD, Fuse, Gobby, God Money, Griffin, G-Spot, Slapshot, good fucking name, Guardian Super Chicken,
Jazzman, K16 at Night School, Knaf, Hey Buddy, Kexler, Kindling Boy, Lorax, Mary, Rebelled Virgin, Mick J, Mr. Echo. Mr. Echo, I mentioned you tonight in our interview. Nebula, Neuralize, Paladin, Persistent Object, good name. Prophet Doodle, Psycho, Punkin' People, Rich Rose.
Hi, Rose.
Soul Reaper, Sapphire, Server Priest, Shade, Sideslide, Sir Dark Sparky. Hey, Sparky, good to see you, man.
Hey.
Spike Spudlay, Star Baby, Tantrix, The Bug, Templar Night, Transistor, Trauma, Trotsky's Ghost, Turmoil, Turnspike, Trill, Listening.
That's good you're listening.
That's good you're listening.
Everyone put listening after the name, so we know.
So we know, because otherwise, you know, we don't know. Upthorn, BTM, Wiggle Puppy, I want to know what the name of that, I want to copy that really cool gun music you used for the beginning, because I want to hear that actual song. That is just fucking cool. Whopper, WS Ninja, Zootroy, Soul Trance, GH Embryo Dead. I don't know what GH Embryo Dead. Sorry I missed you last time.
He helps with one of the mirrors.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, rockin' dude.
Oh, he's a guardian pimp. Bandwidth pimp.
Yeah, bandwidth pimp.
Intricate.
Oh, yeah.
Lieutenant Major Zombie. Testefu.
Sefu.
I wonder if Testefu is someone I know. Might be someone I know. If it is someone I know, that's cool.
Quite the name. It's got a little angle on it.
And that's about it. So very, very cool. Glad you poor bastards could make it out. All
and how do we get in the IRC, Sean?
That's my line, fucker.
Oh, damn.
Well, I don't know. I never say that part.
Well,
I'm just the talent. I don't know anything.
You know what's fucked up? It's like, I went and seen that, did I tell you about that when I went to go see the fucking, guy, the old guy.
The old guy.
Peter Gabriel.
Oh, yeah, you did.
I went to his fucking concert.
And every time now, I'm like, I'm just the talent. I always imagine Peter Gabriel being so old and fat. Did you go to that? That was... Did you go?
Yeah.
Was that not fucking weird?
Wow.
That was so weird. I have people rocking out to the Brian Wilson show, and they're, like, moshing and shit. I was like, wow, this is fucked up. There's, like, way too many 30-year-old white people here. I was like, wow, you know. But, anyway, sorry.
How do we get in the IRC?
No, you say how we get in the IRC.
No, you say
no,
how we
you
get
say. Oh, Sim, how do we get in the IRC if you want to join these 80 people that are here?
Well, you can go through the Rant Radio page, click on community. Yes, that's it. And then click on chat.
Yeah, now the fuck was I supposed to know that? You
I know.
The page.
Yeah, it's all fucked up now.
How do you spell
Jaws? Or you can go to MIRC.com and download Sean's favorite IRC client.
MIRC, Mercy, which that's the only place you'll find it because in the title, because you won't find any in this fucking page.
Exactly. And you go to the other side servers in the Rant Radio channel.
And
chat away.
There you go.
We will voice you.
You betcha. And if you want to get in touch with us, other than that, you can send all your links for
come
the
to
shows.
Our house and touch us.
What's that?
If you want to get in touch with us.
If you want to touch us. If you got any links for the shows, make sure you send them to info@rantradio.com.
And
Sim,
the man.
Because Sim loves it when you send him all my mail.
Exclusively, no.
He loves that shit.
CC, sure, okay, that's fine.
Yeah, no, really, he loves it.
Please, CC, the man at rantradio.com.
So funny, because I get him carbon copy to me. He's like, yeah, thanks for the link, would you fucking idiots, please. You know, he's trying to be all you know, he gets so mad.
No, I don't.
You do. You get mad when people throw away their
not on the
garbage.
Air and not on...
Not on the air, no. But you get,
not
mad.
In the email.
Not in the email.
In my head.
In my head. So like that car garbage, house garbage thing. You get tired of people throw their car garbage away in your house garbage.
They bring in these huge bags of
stop
McDonald's
throwing away my car
styrofoam.
If I'd have been here, man, if I'd have been here on Friday, I swear to God, I would have fucking had everybody bring McDonald's.
There was.
And I would have
there was a McDonald's garbage. There was
great fucking eating like a garbage strike in your apartment. It'd be fucking rad. So, going through some feedback. We got some feedback. Going through.
Feedback.
Where are we? I don't know.
Good recovery.
Know. From Sabo. I got some email from Sabo, which
cool.
is good. Who's groveling because he's, sorry I haven't been able to contribute any of the last couple of weeks. No, Sabo! Bad Scottish fucker! I
you're
haven't
fired.
Been able
you're
to
so
do
fired.
Very much on computer due to real life problems. No, there is no real life. This is the real life. Everything else is a dream. Take the blue pill. I haven't, heard you on the show since, I haven't heard you, heard a show since 49, I think. My,
oh
God,
my
man,
God.
How are you doing? I'll be back in the thick of things next week. Game on, and I'll assure you, the anniversary show is posted on the archive. There will be a remix of it. I can assure you. I promise you.
Well, it needs a remix. So.
I imagine Sable looks an awful lot like Christopher Lee. I'm just kind of
yeah.
like, I'm
old
very
haggard.
He's kind of, I'm with very sorry no. that I have not, but I can assure you that I will be having a one. Oh, yes, there will be darkness like you have never seen. Woody, who sent me like way fucking too much email. Woody, slow the fuck down. He sent me a lot of links. Thanks, guy. Very, very cool. Of which, he sent me so many links, I couldn't actually tell you
all the links he sent.
Lots and lots.
Yeah,
and
like they're spread liberally throughout the entire.
Our food has arrived.
Huh. Our food has arrived.
And you have got nothing. No food for you.
Oh goddamn! This is so rough. Everybody gets to eat except
looks
me.
Looks good.
Sucks to be me. Oh well, no big deal because I have to talk. Woody sent me in this email. Says I spent the last 20 minutes considering the alien thing. For those not catching last week's show, the alien
minutes.
Thing. Yeah, we were talking about aliens.
All the time.
Yeah.
Okay.
I spent the last 20 minutes considering the alien thing. When did they only begin appearing, modern sightings, in about the 30s? Why do they steal cow nipples and balls? How is their car technologically advanced enough to fly through vast tracts of land without being seen, must turn invisible, and can be picked up on radar? And final, why do they constantly abduct us only to return to Earth? Well, here's my 2 cents first. They only begin.
He's got a theory?
Yeah. I only begin appearing recently due to the sexual revolution that began with the prohibition of alcohol in America, but the unique lifestyle was more acceptable. As far as stealing cow nipples and testicles, they take a good look because they have none of their own. They need some from somewhere, and as far as flying around and not being seen on radar, well, they just want to get on TV like everyone else. As far as abduction, I go with the kids in the hall, simply put, their leader is a twisted ass freak, a professional proctologist, photographer. Which I think is probably good.
It's a very funny episode.
It's as good as reason as any.
Yeah.
Then I got this really cool email. Actually, we got 2 cool emails, which are combined into 1 glorious email, and therefore altering time and space and changing excellent. What this person actually said. But good this stuff. Is from Melican.
Okay.
Melican. The Melicans. The Pelicans.
Did I ever talk about that? The guys who...
Fly Pelicans. The Fly the Pelicans. The guys who used to steal fucking flamingos.
Oh, you did?
Drop off videotapes of them killing the flamingos.
Oh,
and
that's
stuff.
So
we
funny.
We are the Pelican Armada. And they're interviewing the cops. They're like, yeah, we think it's a high school prank. No, the Pelicans. The Pelicans. And it's shocked out of the guy with the mask on. And I'm Pelican. Pelican Armada.
Good.
Fuck, that was so rad. I'm like, yeah, you
that's
fucking...
That's the way to do it.
You fucking go. I would have put Peter Gabriel to it, but that's just me. I'm sorry. And he follows me around now. Peter Gabriel's everywhere. Ever since I heard that, yeah, I've been listening to Rock 101 and he's fucking...
And
no, he's on the radio. Oh. I can't get away from this fucking guy. He's all like, you know, Red Rain. You know, I'm like, ah! Fucking Peter Gabriel! You know, seriously, he looks like the master from the old Doctor Who episodes. Think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know all about it. He'll spit on your food if you're not looking. Anyway, I've been listening to Sean. Melican says, Sim and Sean, combined email. The combined email is not
thanks.
What he said.
Thanks for addressing it to me as well.
But I did. I've been listening to Sean's rants in just a couple back episodes of SKTFM and definitely watched all 8 SKTFM episodes. I know that because the voices told me I did. Last night's broadcast was my first actually heard live. This is all unimportant. Anyway, I just wanted to thank you guys for your creation of Rant Radio Station. Actually, it was him who had the Rant Radio radio station. And a community that isn't brainwashed by corporate media. And if you aren't nearly a wacko paranoid as a group of individuals... And you aren't nearly as wacko paranoid as a group of individuals I recently departed from. Bad for your health. Yeah, no kidding. People who want to feed you, you know, that whole...
We're not quite as bad.
You know what was really cool is that Time Magazine actually did an article on David Koresh, and they compared David Koresh to Jesus, and there was a lot of parallels, and then they pulled that article really fast. But he's
like that one.
David Koresh was 37 when he was killed. So was Jesus. He was persecuted by authorities. So was David Koresh. And I was like, yeah, they got a lot of bad feedback on that one. I also want to know if you've heard of NorFed money. I have never heard of NorFed money.
No.
And I'm just looking at this here. I'm going to their website, the Liberty Dollar, inflation-proof currency since 1998, where they're actually money that is made... It's like an alternate currency. This is a really...
That's
really
interesting.
Because the money itself is made of valuable materials.
Oh.
Yeah.
I see.
So it's kind of cool. Their precious metals are actually precious metals, and their paper is actually backed by precious metals.
So that's what it's worth.
The site should have a great deal of history in NorFed and the Federal Reserve if you're interested. I've actually met the founder of NorFed face-to-face and talked about security systems and his paper money, much higher quality than Federal Reserve notes, and he's a great guy. It's my understanding that NorFed was created in the notion our government controls the currency, the government controls the people. Interesting, interesting standpoint. I never even thought of that. But that's fucking cool.
Sean, slow down.
No, I won't slow down. You shut the fuck up. Just because you're crippled, I don't have to make wait for you to keep up, okay?
You can audio process it later.
You can listen to it. Slow it down, freak boy. Anyway, somebody give him a diaper. I also heard Sean making references. Actually, I'm really hacking on him. I'm sorry, Swamp.
You are.
I'm sorry.
Me too.
No, I'm really not. He's been hacking on me for weeks, and I have that shit.
Also, he was hacking on you while you were away.
Was he?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck
just
him.
In the archive.
Man. That's double the fuck you. For you. I also heard Sean making reference to a fairly bad show about hackers on some odd channel I can't remember. Probably Serial and still playing. My parents watched a show that was something like Hackers, Devils, or Angels. Yep, that was the one. Anyway, some crap like that. Anyway, afterwards, my mom was babbling the argument of definition of hacker or cracker. Remember
mom.
That one? That was big about when your mom is arguing the hacker and cracker, you know it's not cool.
Well,
you know
the white hats and the red.
hats.
Yeah, the white hats and the red hats. And shut the fuck up, Mom. You're not going to educate me on the internet subculture, okay? Thanks much. You know, the one that's been around since the internet, I was curious how you gentlemen feel about this argument. I think it's pointless and fucking stupid. Thanks for coming out. Next topic.
Exactly.
Many elite hacksaw websites will tell you a hacker is someone who overcomes security systems, computers are good, doesn't destroy any harm at all. Well, a cracker is someone who doesn't do the game thing except for the sole purpose of destruction. Kind of like your argument of white and black magic. Well, guess what? We're all fucking terrorists as far as George Bush is concerned, so you can call it what you like. A rose by another name. We're all going to go to fucking jail. Okay? Because Bush doesn't care. Why? Because he's a crazy Texan run by the Illuminati. It's my strong opinion that your motives do not play a role in determining whether or not you're a hacker or not. Yes, you absolutely agree. It doesn't matter. It matters if you break the fucking law. Mm-hmm. My strong opinion is that your motives do not blah, 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 blah. I believe you're a hacker. Anyone who overcomes, I'm not even going to go on with this, blah, 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 blah. Also, I heard you and Sam were making reference to Requiem for Dream a couple of shows ago. Ass to ass. Ass to ass. And was curious if you've seen Pi and Traffic.
Yes,
I have seen Pi, and yes, I have seen Traffic.
Yes and yes.
Once again, what have you thought of them? Pi was fucking stellar. Any one movie that involves a math guy taking a fucking drill to his head, I'm into.
Oh, yeah.
And Traffic, I thought, was good.
Did the same guy do all three?
No.
Okay.
No,
why does he bring up Traffic?
He probably just thought it was a cool movie.
I liked it.
They're both about drugs. Well, Pi's not about drugs.
Oh, I see.
It's about math, which could be about drugs. My choice of the three is Pi.
Benicio del Toro was in Traffic. Can't be bad.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
He's coming out in that new one, Hunted, which has a really shitty knife in it.
Yeah, that's right.
It's called the Tracker. I should put it in the gadget list, but it's fucking horrible.
They picked the wrong knife, huh?
Oh, God. They should have just used a Kukri. Like, what are you doing? Anyway, if you've seen Pi and Traffic, yes, I have, and I think the Traffic was okay, a little long. Requiem for a Dream was good, not something you should watch with your wife.
It's wacko.
It was like, yeah, ass to ass. And Pi is amazing. Pi is a stellar film. Once again, what have you thought of them? Pi was weird enough and extremely sweet. Kind of a nice soundtrack as well. Yes, actually, everything about that movie was sweet.
Very good. Yeah, everything.
Also, do you think the tech industry will ever recover? At least in the U.S. Bush tells us things are getting better and people are losing their jobs in Oregon. No, the tech industry will not recover in the hardware sense because they're making third world nations all over the world to build parts for slave labor. Go rent Baraka, and that's the future of the tech industry. Okay? Thanks for coming out. Now, as to whether or not software is going to go in there depends if they keep on doing the bringing the immigrants for, like, you know, 6-8 months, and then they pay them and then they fuck them off back into their country. Not that I have a problem against immigrants, it's just a shame that these people are being exploited. Okay, so they're going to make coding sweatshops. So if you're asking me if it's going to recover, well, the business is going to be making money, but you and I sure as fuck are not. That's my particular call on it. Crime is up and theft is on the like. Everyone's getting robbed these days. I can't say as I blame them. I jack a lot of shit to feed my kids. I'd jack a lot of shit to feed my kids if I had kids, that is. Well, no kidding. Desperate times call for desperate measures, and there's a lot of desperate motherfucking people out there who are just looking to do more and feed their kids. They're looking to get away because our culture is so incredibly uber-fucked. Our cultural values are gone. And say what you like about religion. Since that fucked off, we've got actually no moral compass whatsoever. Not saying that we should have a moral compass. It's just saying that since a Christian one's gone, we don't have one. So I don't know what we're going to use. We sure as fuck can't use aliens using their human race training Scientology bullshit.
Yeah.
Come up with something. I listened to Hope, which was a single that I did.
Yes, it was.
And I want to forget Hope, but I did do Hope.
I liked it. It was neat.
It was
pretty neat.
Pretty the grooving back to the easy sound. Of Hope. I don't know. It's so fucking
the most laid-back rant Sean's ever
done. Anyway, so I listened to Hope single. Yeah, it moved me. I've only been around the house here a few days now. I hope to see more to give us hope. Yeah, which is cool. Thanks again for having the station running with people who have balls to say what they mean and not to fuck the listener. I wish you the best of luck in whatever endeavors you embark on. Now, and Peter, just so you know, that's precisely the kind of fucking email that we dig. That is it. That's the reason why we're there. New! On the show tonight, we have the general news. Yes, that's right. I created a new subreddit genre.
General news?
The general news, as opposed to the Illuminati news, because there's so much fucking news that people have been sending to me now. Thank you so much. Woody, you're the shit. Trotsky's ghost, who just showed up in the RC. Good to see you, guy. Thank you so much, all you guys, Soul Trance, for sending in all of your news links. They are fucking cool. I don't use all of them because I can afford to be selective now.
No,
which is great. So I just take the cream of it.
So much news.
So general news tonight. Sam, maybe you want to activate your... Wow. Can you get a smaller font? I think it goes down to 1.
I can read it.
Holy shit. Has some real estate. Anyway. Supreme Court backs off on DVD descrambling case. You know, I really want to get a copy of one of those articles that say if you're stealing satellite signal, you're still fucking stealing.
Yeah, it's on the TV all day long.
Yeah, if you're stealing satellite, it's still theft. This man is a thief. Have you seen that one? He's walking, he's got a bag.
Yeah.
And he goes, he didn't steal a bike. He didn't steal this. He stole a satellite signal. No, you fuck. It's like if I'm screaming into the air and somebody listens, are they stealing my voice? No. So if all I do is stick an antenna up and I'm able to listen, how is that theft? You're throwing shit through the air, which is giving me cancer, and you're going to say that I'm stealing the signal.
Put a lock on it.
Hey, I got an idea. Why don't you take a big rubber band, wrap it around your head, and snap yourself the fuck out of it, all right? Thanks much. Thank you for calling. Next
just
caller.
Because you can put a good enough encryption on it.
Yeah,
now they're
just because you don't have a good enough lock on your system, the U.S. Supreme Court has bowed out a long-running dispute over a DVD scrambling utility, dealing in a primarily defeat to Hollywood Studios electronic makers. Justice Sandra Day O'Connor, wow, that's like Billy Bob Thornton, placed a ruling in California Supreme Court to hold last week, being rescinded by her emergency stay on Friday. O'Connor's decision came in response to court papers filed by lawyers for the defeat of Matthew Paulovich late Thursday. This effect is that Paulovich is no longer barred from distributing the DECSS, the scrambling utility, by court order. And he could be sued again if he decides to do so. So we'll leave you alone now, but if you do it again, we're going to fuck with you again. The entertainment companies need to stop pretending that DECSS is secret, said Cindy Cohen, legal director of the Electronic Frontier Foundation. Yes,
they've
good people.
They've made T-shirts out of it. It's not a secret.
Yeah, fuck off, guy, which is a sissy
people have gotten tattoos.
Yeah, seriously, like, do you want to make something really distributed on the web? Ban it.
Yep.
You want to make me
it'll
really successful? Arrest me. Wow, well, I become a household name in about 30 fucking minutes. You'll like this one. You'll like this one. This one you're going to like.
Yeah. Okay.
Will your TV become a spy? I'm having flashbacks to Match Headroom, the TV show. Yes, yes, it's true. Hollywood wants to make every new digital set to include a technology that would stop people from putting its shows on the net. Bad idea. While the economy stock market struggles, 2002 was a golden year for the silver screen, thanks to blockbuster hits such as Spider-Man, Harry Potter, and Lord of the Rings.
Yes.
Ticket sales hit $9.3 billion worldwide, a remarkable 13% rise over 2001's record receipts. So much of the claims of that piracy theaters Hollywood's livelihood, that's bullshit.
It made more money than ever before.
Yeah, there's more piracy last year than any fucking time in history.
Yes.
And they made more money.
Hmm.
Are they connected? Personally, I'd be paying people to pirate shit. But anyway, yeah, studio execs remain on the warpath. Ooh. Yeah.
We're scared.
I could have been a studio executive, but then they found out my parents were married. As movies are increasingly broadcast and sold in digital format, Tinseltown executives are panicked. There's nothing scarier than a panicked Tinseltown executive.
You don't know what they'll do.
Yeah, he might pull his head out of his ass. That consumers will make infinite numbers of perfectly digital copies and share them over the internet. Oh, God! That's why the entertainment industry's honchos will once again journey to Capitol Hill when Congress convenes a new session late this month to ask lawmakers and federal consumers party and sub-parties for more protection. However, if Hollywood has its way, consumer privacy, not piracy, will pay a heavy price. Well, guess what? I got a newsflash for you. Ooh, Chavez, think you're too cool for school? Well, you aren't. Because it doesn't really matter what you do, we're still going to fucking pirate it. We're still going to share it. Tell you what, get the smartest guys you can to build the strongest lock possible, and I'll give you 24 fucking hours and my head on a guillotine stick. And I bet you, before when that 24 hours is up, the guillotine blade will fall. And I'm here to tell you, that'll be cracked probably. I won't even have time to fucking worry. Like, do you want some water? God, don't worry, man. I got pizza coming in about 20 minutes. Seriously.
You can see it or hear it. It
they
will be copied.
Even if not, with something like that on the price, save Sean Kennedy. The guillotine corporation is going to kill Sean. Can you imagine? What a fucking publicity stunt.
They should maybe embrace the technology.
That'd be dope.
And use it.
Yeah. Maybe.
But they won't.
Canada to send weapon inspectors to the United States.
Really?
Yeah, Ottawa. Canadian-based peace and disarmament groups plans to launch weapons inspections in the United States to draw attention and claim that the country is a dangerous rogue state. That's a good way to get shot. No, apparently they're not.
Oh,
a group rooting up evil plans to assemble volunteer weapons inspectors in the U.S. and Canada border checkpoints sometime next year. It said it's already found volunteers for the campaign from Europe, North America, and Asia, asking voluntary inspectors to sign up at website rootofevil.org. Rootingoutevil.org.
That is so funny.
Yeah, it's a good way to get shot, though.
Yes, it is.
The United States will shoot you. They're like that. They like shooting people. They'll fucking shoot you for no reason. They can shoot you if they think you have a gun.
And make something up afterwards.
That's what they do at customs. They give you a bag of crack and a handgun. Welcome to the United States. The action is part of a growing campaign of activists, non-governmental organizations, NGOs, just in case you want to keep up on that whole acronym thing. You getting enough food there? Mm-mm. You getting enough food shoveled into your fucking face while I talk? Fucking bacon
food.
Shit. It looks so yummy, too. And I have tea, which I can't drink. This fucking sucks. Smokey's sitting there in his fucking
Soon
wheelchair,
will be
all crippled
away.
And fucking eating his chocolate. Thank you. Yeah, now he's making a weight cut joke, I can just tell.
Yeah,
I can tell
yeah.
it. Yeah, I can feel
on the IRC,
joke
I bet,
seeping
yeah.
through the IRC. Sick little humor. And NGOs and individuals trying to keep the country out of possible U.S.-Iraqi war. Well, guess what? You're not going to do it because the bottom line is, guys, no amount of fucking sign-waving and rattling of chain-link fences is going to stop the United States from invading. Real sorry. I predict it'll be the new moon in February when they fucking fly in. That's my prediction right there. That's when they're going to drop. I prophesy
yep.
that's what's going to happen. Canada's government is under intense pressure from the U.S. to join its anti-Iraq coalition. Yeah, it's a great idea, but it won't fucking go nowhere. Like, good try. Yeah, ooh, look what we're doing. Good for you. The Voluntary Human Extinction Movement.
I love this page.
Yeah, you would. It's a voluntary human extinction movement. Is a joke at our expense? Yes, suspects Marilyn Manson, so does Style. Codified in 1996 by pseudo-founder Les Unite, Vemet counters Promethean conquer the universe mentality by contemporary humanity. Vemet genuinely believes the Earth will be a finer place without Homo sapiens. Therefore, it is almost duty as compassion and rational ways to curb our destructive reproductive practices and make responsible choices that future about future population growth. Vemet espouses jaded pessimism, promoting his stance on reproductive issues through education initiatives. The shadowy organization asks people of all races, ages, citizens with children, those without, to understand that Gaia doesn't need any more people. Vemet believes that the solution to the problem isn't homicidal in nature. It's the overlooked solution to our excess. Stop, which means stop breeding, stop populating, and eventually we'll all die off and we'll go on. Well, you know what?
There's plenty of us already.
Yeah, stop making more. Automakers know it, so why don't the rest of us? Recognize the long-term nature of its goals, majority resistance to its ethos. Vemet's hopes to education will prompt readers to make a personal decision that will benefit Gaia. Vemet believes that humanity, as a viral, destructive, self-destructive organism, is destroying Gaia through overpopulation, resource depletion, and waste, needs to end. Well, that's a great idea.
You're like a virus.
Well, we are a virus. And fucking A. God, long live the virus. You know, our solution isn't that. We need to get a hold of these motherfuckers who are stealing all those starships. Don't fucking kill yourself. Don't kill the planet. Kill aliens. We'll take their home world. Why not? We'll just spread our infectious, fucking destructive waste all over the planet. We'll become the Borg. Come on, we think it's sexy anyway. We'll just fucking wire ourselves up, put in a few brain implants, and off we fucking go, man.
Don't need to invent it. Steal it.
Fucking A. Steal everything that moves. We'll put Dennis Hopper in charge of a Star Cruiser and fucking make him the human ambassador. I don't think so. I think you want to give us all your stuff. It'd be fucking rad, man. That'd be awesome. Fuck killing yourself. Don't kill yourself. Absolutely not. Kill other living organisms. What else we got here? And what about our future? What about our future?
What about it?
What about our future? You want to know what the future is? And this has been shown time and time again. I'm drinking some of this to you, and I don't care what you say. Say
okay.
something.
Shame.
Good one. So what about you, Peter? Do you believe that we should be fucking, you know, kind of cutting down our... You know, are you going to stop fucking? Come on.
Well, I'm going to keep fucking recreationally.
Recreational
yes,
fucking.
Yes.
Okay, but what about like the
Not
whole...
Not procreational.
What's your take on the vet thing? I mean, you're a writer, you're an educated man. You put out lots of articles and shit.
Vet. I think what the problem is that the people who are going to see this are the people who aren't going to have the biggest impact on the sort of the footprint on our planet.
So, yeah, but bottom line here.
People who see it are even wanting to get mad.
Should we be killing aging aliens and taking their homeworld? That's what we want
to
know.
I'd have to say no.
Really?
Yeah.
Those
well,
poor
you
aliens.
Can stay here. I'm going off world. We'll see you later, Pete. What do we got here? In the future, look to the east. The Shadowrun Security Corporation. You know what's so funny is when you look at guys like Gibson and shit like that, and they put out these Shadowrun kind of ideas and concept. The Shadowrun role-playing game, right? Where
yeah.
you've got like, hi, we're a security company. That's a nice guy with a whole lot of tattoos on over there. Okay, check
yeah.
this out. Japanese biker gang, known for its ruthlessly violent behavior, has transformed into a legitimate security firm with capabilities and success rates impossible for security firms with more straight-laced routes. Well, no shit. If you have Hell's Angels security patrolling your parking lot, you know, why not hire them?
Yeah, protection money gone legit.
Wow, does that ever sound totally like such a Shadowrun thing?
Yeah.
A Japanese biker gang has formed Shidoshiho! You know, the Samurai Budo fucking security company. Fuck, I'd hire these guys.
Nothing gets by
here. Nothing gets by here. What's that movie of Maine, Australia, about the guy who fucking his wife fucks off on him, and he goes and gets a motorcycle, he was a businessman, and he shaves his head, and he gets a leather jacket. This is an independent one. You know the fuck I mean. Oh, come on, you know this one. You know the one. Oh, shit. He's a fucking independent businessman, and his wife fucks off, and he, like, he's a businessman, he comes home, his wife's gone, so he shaves his head and goes and buys a gun, he's got a leather jacket, and drives across Australia. It's fucking dope.
Not Mad Max, of
course. No, it's not Mad Max.
Sure sounds familiar.
No, fuck. I mean,
except his wife died in Mad Max.
Somebody in the IRC knows it, for sure. I'm sure they do. They probably already posted it.
Isn't having bikers doing security what went wrong at Altamount?
I'm not too sure, actually.
Altamount.
I'm unfamiliar with Altamount. I'm sorry. Just
me neither. I thought that they were, like, hiring the Hells Angels to do security, and they, like, cacked some guy.
Just in Canada, or?
Oh, did they?
They cacked some guy, and I don't know.
Well, you know.
All gone wrong.
It's kind of like putting the airborne in charge of people. Yeah. Mm. Keep these people in line. Oh, you killed some of them. Well,
that's not what we meant.
Why did you do that? We're the airborne. Oh, right. Yeah, we forgot about that. Also, to go with that, now, how's this for more Shadowrun stuff? This is so fucking Islands in the Net. This is the most Islands in the Net story I've seen all day. This is from CyberTech. He sent me this. And the technology secrets of the cocaine incorporation. Colombian cartels have spent billions of dollars to build one of the world's most sophisticated IT infrastructures, helping them smuzzle more dope than ever before.
Smuzzle.
Smuzzle?
That was a good word.
I didn't say smuzzle. Fuck you, you vegan shit. Your hearing's going because you have no calcium. It's helping them smuggle more dope than ever before. On a rainy night, 8 years ago in the Colombian city of Cali.
8 years ago.
A crack counter...
In another world.
Crank... This is an actual word. Crank counter nautics troops.
Crank. Crack. It says crack.
Crack. Well, I was focusing on the counter-nautics.
But crank is another drug, so it's all good.
I'd rather... They're probably on crank. I'd give them crank. I mean, that's what they should do. They should put all these narcotics agents on cocaine.
Yeah.
And then fucking say, not give them their coke for them. They're like, no, go bust the cocaine. They'd be like, ah.
We'll find it.
They'd be like fucking having a whole bunch of drug crazed dogs with fucking M5s running around. Oh,
that's
you
perfect.
Have cocaine. No, I don't. Fuck you, you piece.
Give me the fucking cocaine.
Give me the fucking cocaine. Tell me, God, I'll cut your fucking throat. No, it'd be great. Are you kidding? Be running around. I don't have it. Who knows, fucker?
Film it. Put it on TV. Make a movie out of it.
That'd be fucking rad. Get them all hooked on heroin and shit. They'd be running around screwing
everybody.
Fuck. Fuck you, you Colombian piece of shit! Give me my fucking drugs! And, oh, that'd be great! Fucking give those guys all the ammo they could carry. Absolutely. Good call. Good call.
Good one.
Better the product, better the hunter. Anyway, these crack counter-nautics troops swarmed over the first floor of a low-rise condominium complex in an upscale neighborhood. They found no drugs or guns, but they did shoot the dog.
That's hard in there.
Fuck! We got him.
He won't be dealing drugs no more.
But what they did find sent shudders through law enforcement and intelligence circles throughout the world.
Are you going to tell us?
No, you have to go.
Oh, you gotta. Oh, I see. It's all teasers now.
It's all teasers. Yeah, they found all sorts of fucking high-tech.
You got to read, people.
Well, what now? They found the dark something. I don't know. They found something. I don't know.
The skull of Satan.
They found the crystal skull.
Of Satan.
You know, the fucking whatever. And tobacco companies are also getting into Shadowrun. What a shock!
Really?
When their products are smuggled across international borders, most U.S. companies do one of two things. Write off the loss as cost of doing business or crack down on prosecute them. R.J. Reynolds Tobacco, according to its unusual lawsuit filed against the company by a European Union and 10 member nations, has a different approach to smugglers of its cigarettes. It took them out to dinner using expense accounts for some executives totaling not nearly $1 million a year. We're not on the payroll. How fucked up is that? Now, what I want to know is what do you have in the way of feedback this week?
Well, you know what? I'll do feedback after the halftime music so you can eat.
Oh.
Hey,
yeah, that'd be cool.
Hey,
that'd be cool.
Does that sound good?
Yeah.
So it doesn't get much colder than it already is.
Well, yeah. After people made it for
We got a lot of stuff because you requested a lot of stuff, but that's okay. It gives you time to eat.
That's cool. Okay, so what's in the queue tonight? You guys are in a...
Well...
Because we're in full stock-up mode because the writer's here. Fucking writer's here.
That's what Smokey said.
Fucking the writer's here.
In the IRC.
Of course he said that. I'm actually going to get it. Sean owns me. Who's that?
I don't know.
Are you sexy? Are you sexy?
Tell us you're sexy.
Is Rich here? Yeah, Rich is here. Dope.
Rich.
Fucking A.
You know?
Yeah, Rich is a good guy.
Nice.
Really good guy. Really good guy. He gave me an awesome book that I'm reading now.
Very cool.
Yeah, I'm reading The Dark Tower, Stephen King.
Ah.
Yeah, I'm reading the first book,
yeah.
Which is kind of funny because, like, I used to hate Stephen King. But then when I read his book on writing, I found that he was high when he wrote Cujo, so I forgive him. But
well, how else would you write a 500-page book about a dog outside a car?
Yeah, really. Like, come on. You're a writer. Could you, like, chapter, eh? Chapter? Fucking tops?
One chapter. Short story.
You know, really. Oh,
a column.
You know. What would you headline that? Dumb bitch in car for 500 pages. Like, come on. You know? Hey, did you see that fucking movie, that Newfie one? The fucking one. There were all kinds of awards. Fucking gay, too. The book was bad.
You're not doing so well.
Shut up,
Sean.
You fucking vegan piece of shit. What the fuck? Shipping News. Have you seen that?
No.
I haven't seen it.
Don't. Sucks ass.
Okay. Sean's review. Sucks ass.
Sucks
don't
ass.
Don't see it.
Well, no. What the fuck's up with movie reviews, eh? Thumbs up. Thumbs down.
That's the best they can do.
Thumbs up, well, and thumbs down.
For people who have 2 seconds to read the newspaper, I guess it's good enough.
Yeah, no shit. What a fucking horrible thing. Okay, so what's in the line?
Three songs.
Three songs.
Porn on Beta. By request from Sean.
Yeah, that's because we're sucking up to the writer guy. That's the theme of tonight's show. Somebody change the topic on NRZ. Sucking up to the writer guy.
Yeah, topic for tonight.
Yeah.
Then we've got DJ O'Jive with Professor versus Suicide Rants versus Rob D.
So, nice. So it's like a big gang fight.
Big, fighting it out.
Right on.
Everyone.
I haven't heard that one, so that's cool.
Yep. We did play it in the fourth for your anniversary, but Sean hasn't heard it, so we're going to play it. And Sewa Sabo, formerly Blank, with Radiation.
Yes, we have all three. So very, very cool. And if you want to do some music and send it in, we like that.
Love it.
Yeah, we like that. So it's very, very cool.
Remixes, music, whatever.
You betcha.
Do something.
Incidentally, Mick J. Yeah, the Books of Blood are cool, but Clive Barker's a big fuck because he doesn't want to write horror anymore and he thinks it's stupid. So I'm on a big war against Clive Barker. He can suck my ass. Go fuck his photographer friend down in L.A. or whatever he does. Anyway, all right. Yep.
Thank you. broadcasting since January 1999. You're listening to Rant Radio.
Sometimes after a while, you look at yourself in the mirror with a leather jacket on, and you see all those other beautiful people walking down the street, doing their thing. They're all going to their jobs, and you're wondering how long you're going to keep spray painting resistance graffiti on the wall. You know, how long before you're going to actually get a job? Isn't it kind of inevitable anyway that you're going to have to get a job, and get a career, and get a wife, and have kids? Kind of carry on. I mean, how long, Sean, do you really think that you're going to be able to keep screaming in the microphone, talking to kids, talking to the internet, going off about cyber rights? I mean, really, at some point, you're just going to have to blow up. Again, you've got the other side of that. You got the other side where if you go in and you sell out like that, if you allow the world to kind of come in on you and press you down and eventually grind you away, it's not the big conflicts they get you. No, no, no. It's not the big people who come up and say, you need to be destroyed. And then there's a large battle. That's not it. It's the daily grind. It's every day. It's getting up. It's every week. Getting on the air. It's every single time somebody opens their mouth and you have to try as hard as you can to make sure you can correct them in a way that doesn't get you arrested. Yes, that's the gradual grind of being someone involved with the cyber culture. That is the gradual grind every time to read every single license agreement, to hunt every day on the web, to get every single link that's out there. That's why you have to choose the clothes you wear, choose the food you eat, choose the kind of person you are, because it's far better to live the lie you want than the lie they give you. And that's what it is to be strong. It's not the big fight. It's the daily grind. And if you can stand up and keep on going every day, get up, breathe, keep breathing, that's all that matters. Sometimes after a while, you're looking at yourself in the mirror with a leather jacket on, and you see all those other beautiful people walking down the street doing their thing, and they're all going to their jobs, and you're wondering how long you're going to keep spray painting and resistance graffiti on the wall. You know, how long before you're going to actually just get a job? Isn't it kind of inevitable anyway that you're going to have to get a job and get a career and get a wife and have kids and kind of carry on? I mean, how long, Sean, do you really think that you're going to be able to keep screaming into microphones and talking to kids and talking about the internet and going off about cyber rights? I mean, really, at some point, you're just going to have to blow up.
And kill some pimps and get some money, and then I'll fly to Paris, join the French Foreign Legion. get trained in toxic weather shock to come back, hunt them down, and kill the kids in front of them. Foreign Legion, get trained in cars because a shock troop come back, hunt them down, and kill their kids in front of them. Ta-da!
You know, sometimes after a while, you're looking at yourself in the mirror with a leather jacket on, and you see all those other beautiful people walking down the street, doing their thing, and they're all going to their jobs, and you're wondering how long you're going to keep spray painting the resistance graffiti on the wall, you know, how long before you're going to actually just get a job. Isn't it kind of inevitable anyway that you're going to have to get a job, and get a career, and get a life, and have kids, and kind of carry on? I mean, how long, Sean, do you really think that you're going to be able to keep screaming in the microphone, and talking to kids, and talking to the internet, and going off about cyber rights? I mean, really, at some point, you're just going to have to grow up.
Nuclear bomb has just dropped in Pakistan. Oh my god, they're starting to drop bombs in Pakistan. The nuclear explosion has just gone off.
Oh my god.
No, no, we're wrong. Never mind. That was just, that's the wrong page.
Wrong link.
Sorry. Wrong link, sorry. There's no nuclear war.
I thought it was funny.
John, you fucking suck sores.
Fuck you, you fucking fuckers.
But, I mean, seriously, how cool would that be to just get that little bitch and cut all her skin off? That just makes me feel really
There's
cool.
A quote for everyone.
Yeah.
Remix blanket. There you go.
Yeah.
Goat testicles!
You want to go down there and dig up some artifacts and put that shit on eBay? Cool. Archives of our history.
Great. You can bid on it on eBay.
Okay. And no problem. I can get paid with that. And if I was in England, fuck, I'd be there now. Okay. I'd be pulling around. What are you doing? Nothing.
Sean hides the shovel.
Yeah, I got my shovel going in. Got a cookie. I'm fucking again to get the gold. Seriously, put it on eBay. You know, what do you got there? That's the skull of our state. Yeah, be on fucking eBay.
Is there room for Jesus in your little game here?
Interesting.
Sean, send your addy to me and I'll get you a shirt. No, TK, that's fine. I do not exploit the listeners, unlike Sim. He exploits
me?
The listeners.
He offered it to me.
He did not. Oh, yeah. Well, that's okay then.
He actually offered me money and I said, no, I don't want money.
What the good. Fuck is wrong with you?
I would have taken money.
All right, guys. Well, that's it for tonight's show.
Wait.
What?
Wait.
What do you mean, wait?
I have some stuff.
Who gives a fuck? I said it's over.
No, go ahead.
Sorry, my ego got out of control.
Now, don't worry, I'm not getting sued. This guy's a lawyer, but he's an uber Christian.
And I was over at his house with my wife. And he was talking, because there was a person from Focus in my family there. And I didn't know they were all at dinner. And this person from Focus on the Family sitting across from me. And they say, what do you do? And I said, blah, blah, blah. What do you do? And I say, I work for Focus on the Family. And I've got to eat the rest of my fucking meal. Okay? And I'm like, hmm. So you, like, censor music and stuff. And my wife is, like, looking at me. You know, she's got the taser out. She's got the trank gun with about a billion cc's of Thorazine in there. I have these seizures, you see, whenever I'm confronted with rabid Christian censorship.
Thanks for going after Jell-O.
So after they leave, I say, yeah, I never want to see that person again. And they're like, why? Because I'll kill them. Why is that? Because I remember Focus on the Family. They were the assholes that tried to fuck my life when I was playing Dungeons and Dragons in the 80s. And I hate them. And they're like, well, no, but, you know, you're not really that bad. I'm like, yes, they are. They are the devil. One of these days, if I was going to do that, I'm going to put a rainbow sticker on the back of my car and wear like a lizard band man. And wait for some, like a hoodie, and wait for some asshole. And then I'll...
Wait for somebody to listen.
Wait for someone to drive up and look up beside me and go, I don't know. And we're like, oh my God!
You can do that. You suck. You have nothing. Just asshole. Okay.
Beep, beep, beep.
Can we rewind that?
Sorry. While I'm eating there, I look over and there's this picture of this shitty little log house. It's just a shitty, shitty little log house, you know, on the prairies.
Yeah.
It's like a white piece of paper with someone took a shit in the little log house. I'm like, wow, that is one shitty log house, dude. And he goes, oh, yeah, I used to live there. That's where I grew up. And I'm like, dude. Now, he's old. Okay, this guy's like, oh, he's like your old. And I said, you lived in this house? He goes, yeah. And I'm like, this is how the house looks like now, right? He's all run down. He goes, no, that's what it looked like when we were living in it. And I'm like, wow, that's really mental. Like, well, and I was staring at this, like, just, which I said, you know, what did you do for fun? You know, like, what would you do if you can't fly a kite, you can't go for a walk, you live on a blank sheet of paper, G. Like, it gets so cold outside, like, fucking birds are dying and shit. What do you do?
Well, sometimes in summer, what I would do is I would wait for my mother to go get some baking soda. And then I would wander around and find some gooseberries. And I would pick a whole bunch of gooseberries. And I would take a spoonful of gooseberries and a spoonful of baking soda. And I would chew them up in my mouth and they would jingle. And all the foam would come out of my mouth and I would laugh because it felt funny. And I'm like sitting there staring at this guy with eyes the size of like Who Framed Roger Rabbit, thinking of this fucking kid laughing away, foaming at the mouth of this fucked up house in the middle of the prairies. I'm like, somebody get this brother some internet access! Like, that should get old for me pretty fast. I'd be like, what do you do for fun, John?
Man, I run at the houses.
Get a hope to cash in.
I get the fuck off this planet so I can be reincarnated in something more exciting.
I say, a slug.
Because if I die and go to hell, I'm quite sure it'll be a chicken farm in Saskatchewan. Okay, that's how that shit works. What the fuck? I swear to God, man, the prairies just lit back.
For starters, the afternoon thing was cool. It's a sad point of history. Hell, I offered to hand your slurring.
I can't understand what you're saying.
Well, did you just read it?
I found our April 1st log from CFUR. That's a radio station he worked for up in Prince George, or one of those small cities up there.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it was Prince George.
Cool.
It has part of Strong K's suicide rant played in the daytime broadcast radio.
Oh, my God.
Until the UNBC security told us to turn it off. It was cool to hear, don't kill yourself, kill other people, blasted on the speakers out to the UNBC Winter Garden.
That's awesome.
I really like the CRTC. They let us get away with anything, unlike the UNBC security, who was like, well, you should turn that off. He's getting a little carried away.
But no, Santa's not sold.
Not at all. The other DJ who was in the studio thought that after the Industry Canada would launch a missile at our transmitter, or call the cops or something. It went off the deep end, huh?
Yeah, it kind of whipped me out there.
Yelling at people.
There I am. Just sitting about the IRC, and I started screaming at the IRC.
Sean hates the IRC.
The IRC makes me Yeah.
He hates your words. He hates little bits on the screen. IRC makes me.
We're in a supermarket, me and Sam, and we're in the organic food section.
So funny.
And there's like these different kinds of teas, right? Because, you know, everybody's into the tea, you know, it's all, you know, the thing to do now. And they got like Thinko, you know, Ginkgo and Kola Nut and all this other shit. Make you think faster and all this kind of jazz. And there's a tea in there called Easy Now. And what you do is that the way the tea works is it goes, Easy Now, Easy Now, Easy Now.
Calm, Easy now.
Easy now.
Slit your fucking throat!
If you say basically one more time, I'm going to kill you.
I just want to say that 26-hour marathon, you say you'll never do it again, but if it wasn't for that, I wouldn't, like, be involved right now because...
Oh, God, please don't say shit like that.
Because we'll do it.
Yeah, baby, we'll do it again one day.
Basically. Whatever.
Jesus Christ, I'm so sick of that fucking word.
It's coming up.
Every time he says that, every time, it's like somebody hits me in the fucking face. You know that? After that marathon, and he was going basically. It's ringing in my head going, oh, fuck, no,
Basically.
I don't think it should be.
Okay,
well, no,
yeah.
That's in case if they arrest you for something else. You see, in Canada, they have this wonderful law, which is basically, essentially...
John,
you have
Tell
me more about my ass.
Basically...
Kill you!
Remember on Pee Wee's Playhouse? That's going to happen from now on.
Every time he says basically...
Okay, that will stop the B word very quickly. We're going to do that. Don't tell Zach next show.
So, is there anything else you want to say?
No, just basically the... That's about it.
Hi, I'm Gloom Bunny, and I fuck people to Rat Radio.
I'm in jail.
By the way, in case anyone out there thinks that we're basically touching new ground by talking about bowel movement,
basically,
I'm going to keep saying basically for the rest of my life. What the fuck do you want?
That's true. You can't really.
We want you to stop using that word.
Basically,
we basically want that.
It is the words we, the Knights of Knee, cannot hear.
You want to see meat slow you down? I'll show you meat slow you down.
Oh,
I am going to fucking eat you and watch you watch yourself pass through my fucking colon.
Right,
I think a better idea. I'll just shove your head up my ass and then you can watch me slowing something
down. Digest you backwards, okay?
Wow, that's a pretty picture.
Okay, I brought Oreos.
Those are not Japanese Oreos.
I also brought,
Well, why do women close their eyes during sex?
Because they can't stand to see a man have a fun time.
Yep.
And this little misogynistic moment was brought to you by Dr. Pepper.
They won't pay us. Just stop saying their name.
Please stop saying our name.
We don't want us associated with
you.
You
know what we need? We need to have some small-time pop like balls.
No, they fucking won't.
You go ahead.
Yeah, you free.
Go
you
ahead.
Tell us to do a show.
Oh, my God, the publicity that would come out of that.
Dr. Pepper is suing Ray.
Jesus Christ.
They can't stop talking about Dr. Pepper.
700,000 members the next day. My email box would explode. Our server would melt and fall through the floor.
What the hell?
Basically,
oh, my God! No! Are you
serious? We have a lot of wildlife here in British Columbia.
All right, I just got off work, so I'm just asking, what are you people talking about?
Oh, God, say what the hell.
What the fuck is wrong with zombies?
How can one person be that stupid? Let's all be fair. Lieutenant Major Zombie has evolved. Into a toaster, right? So the toaster now...
Having sex with a 300-pound pre-op transsexual.
Well, what's everyone else here doing for Christmas?
I think you just swore.
Yes.
Yeah.
Where you come from is gone. Where you thought you were going to weren't never there. And where you are ain't no good unless you can get away from it.
Because we want you to think. You're listening to Rant Radio.
Yes, we're back on the air after just a short little preview. That basically ran there is one that Sim, every time he hears that, he's just fucking crippled.
Oh, that is so good.
That's so funny, actually. You know, I'm really looking forward to getting some more stuff from Sabo because he's just like, the guy's fucking amazing.
Amazing.
The guy is amazing. So it's very, very cool. On to, actually, no, you have to do feedback. Do your feedback.
Well, we had our 4-year anniversary on Friday. Everyone showed up. Got Sean on the phone. Everyone was there. awesome stuff. And got people phoning in to the show, which is very cool.
Very cool.
Got a cake.
Who did Gloom Bunny phone in?
No, Gloom Bunny did not phone in.
Oh.
Lieutenant Major Zombie did.
Did he?
Too many times.
Too many times?
Too many times.
Awesome.
We had him first on the show, of course.
Awesome.
Phoned in first, so it's all good. And I am going to go to Burning Man this year and Europe as well.
Holy shit.
So call out to the people in Europe who listen to Rant Radio. Maybe I can hook up with you and use your facilities.
Use your facilities? Is that what you're calling having sex with listeners now?
No, 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 no. Not sex with them.
Come on.
Come on.
I understand.
So, anybody.
You're a German guy, huh? Come on,
oh, yeah, yeah. I'm going to hook up with him.
Oh, okay. Well, that's cool, too.
Shut up.
Well, I don't know.
I'm going to France, England, Germany, and Ireland.
Ireland's cool.
Ireland.
They eat a lot of meat.
Back to the roots.
I don't know if you'll be able to eat anything in the UK because they deep fry everything in animal fat.
They do, yes.
They do everything.
Oh, you want some tea?
Oh, you, okay. You want some tea? Let me just drop this tea bag in the fucking back. You know, and if you look at them and say, do you have any soy milk, they will kick you in the nuts.
I know. So I'll be basically stealing.
Basically.
Stealing fruit from the fruit stands, eating it.
Oh, yeah. That goes a long way in Germany, too. I don't know if you've ever heard anything about the German police, but they have these police over there called the Polizei.
Oh, yeah.
Do not fucking taunt super fun Polizei, man. They will fucking, they make John Ashcroft look like Mr. fucking Rogers.
Take my clothes and make me a shower.
Do not. The Polizei are a military organization over
really?
There. Their fuck around factor is just slightly above nil.
No, I'm not going to steal food.
Well, yeah.
I'll bring money.
I'll just let you know. Do not fuck with any, like, foreign nation European police.
I do not speed in the States,
yeah.
Okay? I'm not
going
to do anything in
Europe. It's fucking scary-ass shit, man. I don't know. It's just like, ooh. Okay, so you're going to Europe, though. That's fine.
I am going to Europe. That's all by myself.
That's awesome.
So
very, very cool.
Very, very cool. It'll be fun. Going for 3 weeks.
Okay, so if people want to put you up and meet you and stuff.
Info@rantradio.com, because I got to plan out my route and everything.
Right, so the sooner you can get it, do it now. Info@rantradio.com.
If you live in any four of those countries.
You betcha. Or right. If you want to travel to any four of those countries, because Europe, it's all about the trains, bitch. You can just take a train and fucking be there.
Flying a pass, going everywhere.
You betcha. Fucking tight, man. That'd be really
sweet. It'll be fun.
Tight. Very cool. Bring some stickers.
Yeah, oh,
put
yeah,
stickers
we're
going to
bring
Europe.
Those stickers all over the place.
Nice.
Hand those to all the fans.
Nice.
Oh, damn right.
Put them on major relics and artifacts and stuff.
Because our European listeners are very underrepresented.
They are.
It's hard to visit them.
I don't know, man. Stable's European.
True.
He's Scottish. Well, actually, Scottish, I don't like really thinking of Scottish.
I don't know if I'm
Irish
going to Scotland.
Well, yeah, but I don't really like to think of Scottish and Irish people as European. They're kind of like Celtic.
They're different.
Yeah, they're better.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sorry. I honestly
better.
Yeah, they are.
No, you're insulting all our other listeners.
No. It's just that my name is Sean Kennedy, okay? What do you want me to say here?
Scottish?
Irish, you fucking... Oh.
Like I know. That's why I have to go to the homeland.
Yeah, the fatherland, more
the
like
fatherland.
You and your blonde hair and blue eyes.
No, I'm Irish.
Oh, yeah.
Irish and British.
Someone's trying to make up for something. I think all this political correctness, vaganness going on here. Oh, I just spit on the computer screen. That's bad.
No, that's my worst computer screen. So
is it? Oh, of course,
okay.
That's why I use it.
It's a fuzzy monitor.
That makes sense. You betcha.
I could haul a 15-inch out of
Are you done? Are you done?
No, I'm not done.
What else you got?
Next show. What is the number of the next show?
The number of the next show will be 4 and ever so much more than 3. And the number of the next show is number 53.
And what does that mean?
That means that it's more than 52, which means
exactly.
It's one per week, which means the 1 year anniversary.
Yes. This is the last show of the first year.
Wow.
And the next show will be the first show of the next year. That means we've done a one year. So
one
next show.
Full fucking year of this cheesy chocolatey goodness.
That's right. Can you believe it?
Which is one of the other reasons.
Felt like 5, but it's only been 1.
It hasn't felt like 5. It's actually felt pretty good. I'm actually pretty
excited.
I'm glad it's been good, actually.
I'm glad we made it this far.
I want to be positive. I mean, near the end there, what the hell? It was getting
cool.
Kind of... Ah,
very angry, very
fuck
hostile.
You and, yeah, lots of tension. Not so good.
It wasn't funny tension. It was, angry tension.
I wonder if people listening think it's funny. Like, I wonder if people, like, you know...
This?
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
The end of what the hell?
Well, you know, like that, the end of what the hell. Can we close the door? Because I can hear the shit in the room.
Oh, I can.
Which they're going to hear in a few minutes.
Thank you.
But that'd be cool. Just because it's like it's so weird, I'm getting this echo effect, and I'm like, ah!
Yeah, the 30-second echo effect.
Yeah, I'm like, listen,
it's like a really, really dark,
there, we're okay
long
now.
Cave echoing back.
Now, they're going to get up to go close the door when they hear that, but it's all, it would have already been
right.
Closed. Anyway.
We're broadcasting into the past.
Into the past, from the future.
So, what we're going to do...
For the one-year show.
For the one-year show.
I love it when he does this. He doesn't tell me this shit off the air.
I told you about this. I told you about this.
Okay, what is it?
Like 3 weeks ago. What is it? This isn't a surprise.
My wife does this
thing all
the
time. Because
you hate it. I told you we had a family gathering.
You're like...
And I'm like, you want to know how much I care?
It's Monday.
The universe, sweetie, is expanding at an infinite rate. And much like that, there's... Imagine that only smaller, where it is compressing at an infinite rate, ever smaller. And that's how much I care about what's going on with family fun. All right. Anyway, So
we're doing something special. Smokehouse is doing something special.
Well, he always does something special, usually with himself alone in the dark. He rubs his walker. Calls it my name, which walker. I don't really like to think about. But anyway, what's...
Sean.
God!
You didn't
Stop
want to spell it out.
I met the guy now, okay? I can't do that.
You got the mental image in your head.
Yeah, I got the mental image. Thank you so much.
The four-foot-nothing guy rubbing up...
You begging fuck. Whatever. So what's happening?
Skull Crew is donating a WOG T-shirt.
Really?
And who else? No Deal is donating artwork for this.
Really?
And Smokey is donating DVDs for this.
Oh wow!
It is the complete collection of Sean Kennedy. Let me just read that.
The
Sean Kennedy Show, Year 1 on DVD, Episode 1 through 52.
Wow.
In 128K.
Wow.
Every single episode.
Wow.
Yeah. Very, very nice. Burned on DVD.
And what are we doing with it?
We are giving it to the winner
of
the contest.
What contest?
The contest is to write the best poem about...
That's the fucking worst idea of a poem?
Okay.
A poem?
We don't get poems.
You have a poem?
We need to represent the poetic side. Nobody does a lot of writing for Rant Radio.
Well, we
or
get a lot
poems.
Of, we get a lot of
we
art.
Get a lot of art. We get a lot of music. We don't get a lot of writing.
So well, you know
that
what?
That would be different.
You know what? Because, can I change this? Is this the first time we're announcing this?
Yeah, you can change it if you want. But keep in mind, we have like masters of music and we have masters of artwork that will destroy.
Destroy.
And nobody sends in.
Write it.
Go ahead.
No.
Go ahead.
Now, we want to open this up to everyone because, you know, we do have...
And I did want to make it a level playing
field. We do have guys that look like the dude with the flat hat from Big Trouble Little China with electricity flying into his hands who are waiting there going, go ahead, say something with music. I will destroy these puny internets. I don't know why I'm speaking with a Russian accent and I'm supposed to be Chinese.
It works.
But it fucking works. Don't even try. I cut your throat. No, all right, well, poetry sucks ass.
Okay,
I mean,
poetry.
You're a writer, just poetry sucks ass. Come on.
I never got into poetry.
No. Yeah. Writers
I know
write.
Poetry does suck.
Poets write poetry, okay? I don't know. I mean,
okay, what? An essay, a paragraph,
okay.
How it's changed your life?
Yeah,
like that.
I'll judge it.
Sure,
I'll judge it.
Yeah,
that's
you can
fine.
Judge it. What
I'll
is
say,
it, though? What is it?
I'll say it can be a combination.
Yeah.
You can do a combination illustration, but it's mostly on story. If you want to put an illustration in there, you can.
Okay.
But if you do an amazing illustration and no story, you're out.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I'm going to be putting up the Dark Atlas website. It's going to be going up. And so to kind of promote that, I'm going to make it to writing.
Okay.
And we'll make it less than 2,000 words.
Okay, because we don't want people going nuts.
Yeah, because I'll get fucking volumes and I have to read all this shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here is your book, Sean Evaluate.
I'm like, oh, God. You know.
They only have a week, too, so 2,000 words. We don't want to...
Yeah, that's right.
Yep.
So, well, actually, we should have a cutoff date be next show, and then the show after that we announce it. Because that way, if they send it to me on Monday,
I wanted it to be announced on the one anniversary show.
Oh, man, you're so painful.
Just get it to the day before, so Sunday then.
Yeah, then...
Then you've got to work all day.
I'm like, wow, I got 700 submissions of 2,000 words a page.
Up to you.
Up to me.
That's why I said poem. So you don't have to read through volumes.
Well, yeah, but what about these people? I'm just thinking 2,000 words. What do you think, guy?
2,000 words a lot? It's not that much.
I'd knock it down like 600 words.
Yeah, don't make it too long.
Arguably, it's even harder to write short than it is to write long.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Knock it down some.
There's a genre called microfiction. You're supposed to write, but it has to be exactly 250 words.
Yeah, just like that film I had to do in 24 hours and under 6 minutes. It's like,
yeah, that's your own
that
fault.
That was hard.
That's your own right? fault. That's your own fault. No sane.
But it was challenging.
No sane person would attempt such a thing. All right, well, maybe 2,000 words is a bit much. How about 1,000 words?
Sure.
You know.
Sure.
So you could do it.
And then but are you going to have time to evaluate it?
Yeah, see, that's it. Well, okay, what are you going to do with the poetry, dude? Have you ever seen, like, okay, Finnegan's Wake much? Okay, yeah. That's technically a poem. World's longest fucking run-on sentence. Thanks for coming out. Like, what, 300 fucking pages of run-on sentence or something?
Smokey and I can wade through the garbage and give you the golden...
Of poetry,
truths,
huh?
Of... No, not poetry. Even the essays.
The essays.
Yeah. Just give you the top three or whatever.
Yeah, Smokey's actually pretty fucking
Smokey
amazing.
Smokey wanted to judge them, so...
Yeah, he's actually pretty amazing. Yeah. Smokey's literary talent.
He's edited your stuff from time to time, so maybe
almost
let him do
inside,
it.
I would not...
I mean, what does he do? Sit in the dark, staring at the wall, right?
Well, no, but his literary power is mighty. He does have pretty fucking crazy kung fu when it comes to literary stuff. So, yeah, let's do that. Let's make it 1,000 words.
Okay.
Okay, so it's 1,000 words.
Yep.
And it can be on anything. Like, it can be fiction. It can be how it helped you. It can be whatever. You can add an illustration if you want, but don't...
Some sort of writing.
It's got to be writing.
Yep.
If you want to put an illustration on there. If you want to write a song with lyrics, you can do that.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you want to write and perform a song, you can.
That
counts. That's
tough,
lyrics.
But yeah, it is.
That's
it's
lyrics.
A written
and
thing.
If you want to do that in a week and pull it off, then that would probably have some pretty good fucking ground. No digital remixes with you talking. That's bullshit. Well, no, that's not bullshit. I'd say I'd consider that. But, I mean, if a guy writes a song that rhymes and stuff and goes with music and you just talk over like Rob G's mix, I don't think so. You're going to lose that one. But
do you want Smokehouse to judge it then? You volunteered for it. Free up your time.
Well, I won't be able to, not with everything I got on the go.
Well, send it to Smokehouse.
I'd like to have a say in there. I'd like to...
Yeah? Okay, let him pick the top three then.
Yeah, Smokey, cut her down to like the top three or top five. Okay, yeah, say the top, say if you can do top three, good.
Top three.
If you can't do top three, then do top five.
Yeah.
And we'll judge from there, because that way the onus is off of you, and you don't have to say who the top five finalists are.
Yeah, Sean picked it.
Yeah, Sean picked it, it's not me.
I have nothing to do with it.
So, to rehash.
Send it to smokehouse@rantradio.com.
Smokehouse@rantradio.com. Not more than 1,000 words.
So you get I Am Wog t-shirt.
And I Am a Wog.
I Am Wog t-shirt.
I Am Wog.
Donated by Skulker.
Tight.
Sean Kennedy Show, year one, on DVD.
How tight is that?
That is so tight.
That's
perfect
good.
Quality.
Nice.
You get, as an autographed insert by you.
Whoa!
And me.
Wow!
Remember signing those?
Is Peter signing that?
It's gone. It's already gone.
Oh, fuck.
Yep.
Okay.
And custom artwork. Custom artwork done
really?
By No Deal.
Oh, my gosh.
How is that?
That's pretty sexy, actually. That'd probably be worth money.
We have some disclaimers.
Uh-oh.
These are from Smokehouse. It will be done when it's done, because it takes a while to get all this gathered together and stuff. It shouldn't take too long to get it out to the winner.
Yeah, so but don't fucking hassle
him. Don't hassle him. It'll get done. You will get it.
Yeah.
Or we'll kick his ass. If you have a DVD player that plays MP3s, it doesn't mean it may not play these. So best bet is a DVD player in your computer that'll play it. But you will be able to play it.
Right,
it's
right.
On DVD because there are that many. It's huge. Each of these shows is very long.
Yeah.
And it has to go on DVD for the quality.
Tight.
So there it is. How was that?
Very cool.
You like that?
I like that.
Yep.
I like that. And that way I can, you know, kind of pimp my writing a little more, which is good.
And I thought it would be appropriate writing.
Like, yeah, sure.
A written word because you're really into the writing.
You betcha. You betcha. Got anything else?
Appropriate. Nope. That's
okay, fuck you then. Let's go on to Illuminati News. Everything is under control. Yes, it's true that the FBI is starting to use the campus police for intelligence gathering. I think that's really scary when a bunch of security guards you show up to be fucking campus police, because if you've seen the campus police, they're a bunch of Keystone cops, okay? When the FBI
falling all over each other.
Is doing stuff like that. I mean, that's a little bit Gestapo. Like, how Gestapo is that? And then you've got, you know, the whole thing where the Muslims are being even more stuff is happening against Muslims now. Like, Yaju Dharmaja and his wife, Pilar, were trying to sign up for training session put on a federal government to show how to do emergency relief. This innocuous request prompted a visit. This fella and his wife, who lived in Haighton, Massachusetts, hope to do international refugee work. They've taken on trainings in the International Red Cross and other groups, they say. On July 3rd, the gentleman called the Massachusetts Emergency Management Agency and left a message to see if they could participate in one of his training sessions. I got a call back on July 5th, an outreach director asked if we were interested in training. We told him we wanted to do relief work in Africa and Asia, and then she said, "What do you do for a living?" I'm a union organizer. My wife is a documentary filmmaker. Then he asked me why I wanted to get training. The whole conversation lasts about 2 minutes or so, he says. 5 days later, July 10th, an Amherst police officer and a UN MASP police officer came calling, both in plain clothes. Amherst police, it was Sergeant Charles H. Nelson, who left his card, and the gentleman and his wife, Lee, the UN MASP officer, was Barry Flanders, who was working with the FBI. it's kind of sad when people are wanting to do relief work and all of a sudden they get, you know, labeled like that.
Hauled off to jail.
It's,
not good.
Yeah, it's not really cool.
You're doing subversive things.
Yeah, it's a bit of a wacko thing that happens when, you know, you have people like that. Now, hidden video of Bush and world leaders involved in a mock human sacrifice.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, this is a bit much here.
Excuse me if I'm skeptical.
Yeah.
Oh, no, we're used to skeptical people here. Besides, your mind veil is firmly in place. We know the truth. You see...
Is that the picture of it?
I think so,
that's
but we don't know.
Picture.
50K real
man. Is that Bush? That fuzzy thing?
That fuzzy thing is Bush. Right there! He's fucking evil! So, interesting, interesting.
I guess you have to watch the video.
I would personally wonder, though, if that is not what Bush is involved with.
Oh, yeah? All the Illuminati and...
Bohemian Grove thing?
Yeah.
Which is what?
I don't know. It's supposedly this park celebration where people from upper echelons of government and business, they gather together. And I don't know. Probably all they do is like, you know.
Let's just deal with facts here. They gather together.
They gather together and drink and probably shoot pool and watch old stag reels or something. But I just heard of this. I don't even know even sure if it actually exists.
Really?
Hmm.
Well, that brings me to an interesting point. Which I will cover later.
You have
later.
A segue?
Yes, I do have a segue.
Okay.
Not
but it's later.
Well, you see, why... Yeah, I've been thinking about this a lot, you know. I think somebody's pulling George Bush's strings, but we'll get to that.
Yeah?
We'll get
you
to
think
that.
You know who it is?
Oh, I know who it is.
Oh, you know?
I know
okay.
Who's pulling George's fucking strings. Same people are pulling all the president's strings. We'll get back to that.
Okay.
Schrub and company are continuing their war against the world's downtrodden. What fresh hell is this? Bush war on world's poor. Yes, yes. Each day, one turns on the latest news from the bowels of the Bush regime and the Dorothy Parks immortal words is sounding in his mind like a Tosin. What fresh hell is this? What? Don't you fucking correct me on my own show. Last week, the news was particularly... I can say Tosin. That's fucking... Who the fuck uses a word like Tosin anyway?
What's
a toss my salad?
It's a drum.
It's not a drum, like a tossing. Who the fuck knows that? Who knows that? You're writing to a public that can't even... But Chris Floyd, Chris, you fucking lick ass. I want you to say a fucking drum. Sounding is more like a drum. A drum. Nobody in the IRC knew what the fuck a tossing was.
I didn't know.
You didn't know? I didn't know. I'm a pretty literate motherfucker over here. Look at that, tossing. Yeah, you're pretty fucking clever. Look at this cocksucker. Fuck, I hate that. It's when people use words like that. You be reading a book, you know, and they come across a word, you're like, wow, aren't you fucking clever? I'll just go get my lexicographer over here. Fucking get into that. Oh, man.
What does tossing mean?
What is tossing? What's one of these fucking tossings?
I think it's a person from Tucson.
Yeah, I think so, too. I guess those people in Tucson talk a lot. You done, Peter, belittling me? You done? All right. Last week, the news was particularly shameful, and the hell was fresh indeed. There was no metaphorical, that's a big word, for last week's show saw two examples of regimes most fuck you, Chris. Like, who the fuck writes that? This guy, you know why you've never, have you ever heard of this guy? There's a reason. Okay, so we'll just go back and we'll close that link down. I can't use the big words.
It confuses him.
Whatever, you suck ass, you piece of shit. Where's my link?
Ugh, ugh. Big
Whatever.
Words.
Shrub and Cum continue their war against the world's downtrodden, but nobody can read about it. Anyway, I'm sure that if Lovecraft is here, he'd be able to cipher that shit. Nuclear war will help our economy. Quote, George W. Bush.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, well, you know, war is good for business. That's what the Frankies say. So, this is from the Toronto Star. Learn more about cookies. No, I don't know. Maybe I'm thinking about that. Lamest excuse yet for war. Now, see, that's a good Toronto paper. Lame, right? That was fucking everyday knowledge. It may have its drawbacks, according to George W. Bush. Nuclear war could prove to be an indispensable tool for maintaining a buoyant economy. Are you out of your fucking mind? Like, what more proof do you need that this guy is absolutely stark, screamingly batshit nuts? Okay, really?
We need a nuclear war.
People not connected to reality, you know. Really?
It's good for the future.
I'm here to tell you.
We're bombing our way to freedom.
I have no idea what the fuck that link is, so we're going to remove it. And this is another good one here. Now, we all know that we, especially here on the station, are into freeing information.
Yep.
We like free information. We like to get that information out there, right? We want to get it all up, all right?
Yep.
Well, except for if you're a student in the United States and you leak a little bit of information you're not allowed to, and you get arrested. As a student in DirecTV probe faces charges. Prosecutors have charged a college student Thursday for distributing internet hundreds of secret documents that could help television owners steal signals from leading satellite TV providers. You're stealing the TV signal! Even though we're beaming it by your fucking house. Without leaving your house by changing some wires, you're stealing stuff. You know, I got an interesting point here. Okay, they say that these guys are stealing the signals, right?
Yeah.
What if some guy, you know those people who, like, walk around, they got, like, fillings in their teeth?
Yeah.
And they can open their jaw, and they fucking get the,
the radio
you're
signal.
You're going to say that thing about Tucson on your article, aren't you? I know you're a fucking guy.
Ha ha, he didn't know how to.
And Sean, although somewhat literal, swears a lot and doesn't understand the simple basics of the human language. Oh, God! Guy's murdering me over here. No, the thing where, I lost my point.
Stuff in the teeth.
Right.
Breaking up radio signals.
Right. And what if you had metal fillings in your teeth, and you open your mouth, and you're getting the radio signal?
You're playing Britney Spears.
You're playing Britney Spears in your fucking mouth. Are you stealing that?
We're going to have to remove those teeth, sir.
I'm sorry. Like, what? No, that doesn't make sense. That doesn't make sense. You know, you can't. So where do you draw the line? Where do you draw the line there? Is that, if I could close my eyes and see satellite signals? If I was like, Radio Chaos with Roger Waters, that kid who could hear radio waves inside his head.
Yeah.
You know, is he stealing shit too?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's unauthorized.
Kill that crippled fucker.
You're not licensed.
You betcha.
Yeah,
you're not licensed.
Signal.
If it's not licensed, it's pornography. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, and if you think you're free now, it's going to get a whole lot worse. Los Angeles cyber youth are subject in a recent investigation by Los Angeles Police Department. Now, they've never really done anything really bad. Following a year-long streak of violence in citywide cyber cafes. Since cyber cafes are a growing industry. Yeah, whatever.
Sure they are.
No, they're not. You're just a fucking coffee shop guy. Whatever. What the fuck? I'm here to tell you, Starbucks has got wireless internet access, but I'm not going to say Starbucks. Fuck no. It's all the little guys. You never get these motherfuckers messing with Starbucks.
No.
Starbucks sent a 7 million pound lawyer up your ass.
But where will we get the coffee from?
Where are we going to get the coffee? It's got to shut down these cyber cafes because they're terrorism dens. Since your cyber cafes are a growing industry, they require increasing safety measures. Jesus Christ. Yeah, I remember last time I went into a cyber cafe. Fuck, man, I barely got out of there alive.
There's fist fights, broken glass, sawdust on the floor.
They didn't have filters on their fucking web pages. It was bad. I saw some titties. Said City Councilman Dennis P. Zine. As far as the game content, I don't want to restrict anything and intrude on people's freedoms of expression. Fuck no, you just want to regulate what they watch. I just wanted adequate safety for the children. What the fuck? How many children do you see in a coffee shop? Okay? Give me a fucking
reaching
break.
Up to the counter. Put on my credit card.
Excuse me, can I have a double mocha half-calf latte? Thanks much. Said Zine, we have restrictions for many other types of late-night business. Bars have to close at a certain time, and yet industry, there are no restrictions whatsoever. Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God, it's rampant.
There's no fucking restrictions on the goddamn coffee shops. Somebody sort that shit out. Much like Japan, the U.S. is becoming xenophobic. Because people don't like that, but it's true. Japanese very, 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 very xenophobic. They're not really too big on the whole foreigners kind of thing, which is funny, but the younger culture is starting to get that way. Now, the isolationism in the United States. Now, another thing that's kind of a weird bit of a cult there is this whole thing where the U.N. is bad. I don't think the U.N. is bad. I think it's pointless. I don't think it's bad. I mean, they haven't done shit. Who's phony? Fuck off.
I don't think so.
A friend of mine in the U.S. saw a billboard this morning that said, "Get us out of the United Nations." The first thing he did was look for related links to make sure he read it right. And there's the link for it. This is a big organization. It's based upon, the whole... These guys, don't fool yourself, okay? These motherfuckers are heavy, heavy, heavy cultists, okay? They're your fundamental right-wing questions?
Questions.
The questions.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, some fucking questions. It's the heavy, heavy fundamentalist Christians. Who are all like, one world government, and then they'll give you barcodes. Yeah, no shit on your boot if you're not fucking watching. Yeah, that's the way they are. They're really, really wacko. If you get in there, it kind of turns into, white power pretty quickly if you just read between the lines. Very, very... Now, this brings us back to Mr. Bush.
Uh-huh.
That's freaking me
out. I love all these numbers here.
What's this? Oh, yeah. Now, you want to know who's buying Bush? I'll tell you who's buying Bush, baby.
Who's that?
Dark Forces, man.
Like Star Wars Jedi?
No, like Masons, baby. It's about Freemasonry.
Yeah?
Yeah, all you got to do is look at an American $1 bill, and you can see all the Masonic content you could ever want to hope to have to see, including all 33 degrees of it. You betcha American Freemasonry and related power elites are responsible for a number of murders and provocations of war which happen along close to the northern 33rd degree of latitude, known as the 33rd parallel. Most of the world's wealth is stored north of the 33rd parallel. Major financial centers of the world... Major financial centers north of the 33rd parallel include London, New York, Chicago, Switzerland. Most of the planet's 6 billion people live south of the 33rd parallel.
Oh, my God.
No, you don't think that now. You think, wow, oh, yeah, it's all just numbers and math. You can find that out. No.
It all relates to the time cube.
Oh, yeah, you know. Oh, yeah, yeah, that's related to
the
time
cube. Four corners.
You know how many presidents weren't fucking Mason? That fellow.
Zero.
No, there's two.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's Kennedy and the other one who got shot.
Lincoln?
Yeah, Lincoln wasn't a Mason. The other guy, and there was another one, too. Who's the other fucker who got shot? You know this. You're smart.
Well, there's Reagan.
They tried to kill Reagan.
Reagan was a Mason, though.
I don't remember.
I think so. Or something like that. Doesn't really matter. He's a Yankee guy who died. Whatever. But he got shot. There's lots of shit about the Masons, man. And if you don't think... And if you think Bush is bad... Wait for the darker forces to be in place, okay? Because it's not really Bush, okay? Because all these motherfucking presidents out there, they all got plausible deniability, right?
Yeah.
They're all like, no. And then they have these rogue little states. Now, do you honestly believe, okay, you've got, like, say, these MK Ultra projects, mind control and shit like that. Okay, the stuff exists, all right?
Of course it does. They're always researching that kind of stuff, right?
You bet. Who is?
Why wouldn't they?
No, who's researching it?
Drug companies?
Oh, yeah, okay, but
because
who's...
they're the ones making the drugs.
You betcha.
Right.
You betcha.
Corporations.
Okay, let's go higher.
Okay.
The corporations, right? Heads of the corporations?
Yeah,
these motherfuckers
high.
Are all in bed with each other, okay?
Yeah.
So that would mean that if you're saying that the president isn't the one ultimately in charge, somebody else is. So if somebody else is ultimately in charge, he's not there by himself.
It's like a collective of heads of business.
This brings us to the conspiracy. Whether it's the Bilderberg Group or it's the fucking the Council of 13, I don't know, but there's something else going on here. There's some very serious shit. Very serious shit. People go, well, you know, John. Okay, hang on, man. I think you're really overreacting here. Okay, we never actually have seen any solid proof of a lot of this mind control stuff. Boom, baby! No, that's not true, because apparently back in 78, they were talking about bringing in legislation about mind control, implants, and cybernetics. And actually, back in 1974, before half of you assholes were even born, okay, they were doing this shit. I was one year old when this was happening. And this is all from the research they're doing on
actually. Of course, the chips would be like the size of your head.
No. This is just has to do with surgery.
Oh, okay.
Cutting away places of the brain and doing drug research.
Okay.
74 was big, man. They had lots of shit going on with drugs.
Oh, yeah.
LSD was big back then. Oh, yeah. Hypnosis was going on. I mean, ever since the time of fucking Rasputin and that crowd and the dude in France who hypnotized all those broads to make them orgasm. Like, that shit was, that shit's been going on for a while. You can't just hide by, oh, no, the chips weren't big enough. No. No. There's lots of stuff going on that we don't get a chance to hear about. Another look at the Bush administration and oil connection, just in case you needed to know anything else. You're wondering if there's any actual, what, a guy from Texas connected to oil?
No.
Fuck no. And, of course, as we've stated before, the draft may be reinstated for all the wrong fucking reasons. Because,
I'd love to see that go in.
Oh,
it
yeah.
It just wouldn't happen.
Oh, sure will. You fucking know it will.
Well, it would go in, but people wouldn't. Obey it.
Yeah, they will.
Yeah?
You fucking bet they will, because if they don't, they're unpatriotic fucks. That's seven commercials away from becoming everybody's dream, man. Our society where everybody's all, like, so plugged in, they'll fucking buy Gap jeans. They'll spend their money whatever the fuck they please. We buy $5 cups of coffee and like it. Fuck, I do. I do.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't tell me they'd be like, come join the Marines. Fuck, we'll give you billions of dollars worth of hardware to play with. What's the matter? Don't you want a tank?
Don't you want to play with the real thing?
Don't you want to play with guns?
We gave you the video game
six months
ago. You're pretty good at it. I see you got the top score.
Why not? The U.S. Army was putting out first-person shooters to recruit kids.
Yep.
How hard would it be? Now with all this fear of terror, now it's time. Your grandfather had to do his part. Now it's time for you to do your part.
You're unpatriotic.
And since our culture is so basic, we don't have any kind of fucking passages we can do. We can't. We don't got no rites or rituals in order to be men anymore. So we think that somehow fucking throwing on a uniform, going to some foreign country, and killing some poor motherfucker we never met is going to make us somehow manly. This is what happens.
You get
fucking,
a medal.
And this, you get a medal for that shit. Shit, in the United States Army, they give you a medal for graduating basic training. Base training, here's your medal. Holy shit, talk about lowered expectations. I'd be all insulted if they gave me a medal after I finished my basic. I'd be like, fuck you, guy. What the hell? I don't know, man. I don't know, and it's getting even worse. It's getting even worse, man. They found more underwater cities.
More
of them, yeah.
Every day.
A new underwater wall has been found just off the coast of Taipei. There's more sunken cities showing up. I don't know, man. I don't know. All this war, Bilderberg Group, and all these fucking sunken cities are showing up. I don't know, man. There's something going on with that shit.
I didn't realize there's so many sunken cities.
They're fucking finding more every goddamn day. There's walls. All these ancient civilizations are starting to surface. Who do you suppose is funding this?
The walls?
No, the fucking find.
I have no idea.
Exactly. Who's funding this shit? And why would some person in higher power want to find a bunch of sunken cities?
I have no idea. It doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't make sense, does it? Unless there's something in the sunken cities they might be looking for.
That would be the only reason. It's always economic, right?
Well, yeah, because they don't give a
fuck.
What's
the economic feasibility of walls under the water?
Why don't you ask the Nazis that?
Yeah?
Well, the Nazis were big into the occult, man.
Yeah?
Oh,
you think there's gold there, or what?
No, the Nazis are into occult power, man. But you don't buy that, because you're an atheist.
Yes.
You don't believe in, like...
I must have a logical reason.
Oh, yeah, it's just a science we don't understand.
That's illogical.
These ancient civilizations had all kinds of sciences we didn't get.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right, so like the Mayans, for example. Wow, what a perfect segue.
That was amazing.
That was a good segue. Fuck yeah. The Mayans, this is from Pravda in Russia, because we wouldn't get this in North America. Fuck no.
No.
Fuck no. But... Oh, yeah, the Mayans, they all fucking vanished all at the same time. Fuck off.
Went back to the homeworld.
Yeah, but then they say that there's a time they're going to be returning.
Uh-huh.
And shit like that. They're not like, when the sun
Who
is
says
in.
That?
They did. Fuck, they wrote
they, like,
it down.
They wrote it on the wall. We're coming back.
Yeah.
Back in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't like that. Yeah, they gave an actual time and date and shit like that.
Well, they were pretty good with time.
Yeah, they
like,
were.
They mapped out,
oh,
like,
they had
everything.
The fucking, they had the whole calendar thing on the gold pyramids, all them and the Egyptians. Oh, yeah. And now all this funding and research is going to find sunken cities from some groups we don't understand. Oh, yeah, none of that's connected. None of that's connected. No. No, no, no. And isn't it funny that we're going to all be invading in the Middle East? Got to go to the Middle East. What's in the Middle East? Oil. What else is over there? Well, I don't know. A lot of ancient cultures and shit. What if they're looking for other shit other than oil? Just a thought. Just a thought. Just a thought. I don't know.
Maybe we need to be educated on the alien intellectual so we can fight off the aliens
that
when it comes back.
That brings me to, like,
when
one of my
back.
Later ones, which is, but aliens built the pyramids in China. Government closed off the area because rocket testing, even though the guy who sent me this link, it was Woody, sent me this link, he doesn't believe any of this shit. But it seems that somebody's really, really keen on these weird, weird structures that were built in China. Check this out. Very, very fucking odd. They have these, in China, in the mountains of China, there's these things that look exactly like, and I don't give a shit what you say, it looks exactly like, now they have pyramids.
Is that it?
No, that's not
okay,
it.
Okay, that's pyramids.
No, I've seen other photos of it, but they have ones that look like actual rocket platforms where there's stairs that go up through nothing.
Wow.
For no reason. That's like thousands of years old.
Escalator to nowhere.
Yeah, which you're kind of like, wow, why would somebody build that unless there was something that's supposed to go there?
Mm.
So things that make me go, I don't know. And yeah, there's lots more news we don't hear about. Yeah. Yeah, five black youths break into my house and fucking rape my wife. That'll be all over the news.
Oh, yeah, because it's exciting.
Yeah, but you find one elderly woman mutilated in Cordoba and you don't hear about that. No. Strange woman found dead in a mutilated corpse. Nope, don't hear about that. Nope.
Mutilated. Oh.
The victim was found beside two dead dogs, advanced stages of decomposition. Police said trying to ascertain the cause of the woman's death.
How about the dogs? Of course, the dogs are dead, too.
An elderly woman was found dead and mutilated in her dwelling in Cordoba, and the local police trying to establish why the two dead dogs found beside the cadaver. According to sources, police personnel accompanied the deceased nephew. Dwelling in Amber is, gives the address here. Neighborhood to, well, I can't.
Just in case you want to visit the mutilated corpse.
I think it's in Spain or whatever.
Yeah.
Found its owner, 72-year-old Sarah Marina Priano, dead on the floor. Sources indicate that the body was missing the part of the torso, hip, and skull.
Mm.
The two dead dogs lay beside her.
Nice.
Interesting. But you don't hear about shit like that. No. Because, I mean, you know, we got no tits in it. You know, if it bleeds, it leads, provides the story we want to talk about. You know, and an 80-centimeter-tall hairy biped supposedly attacks goats.
How tall is 80 centimeters?
80 centimeters?
Unfortunately, the U.S. has influenced cannabis so much.
Well, 2.5 centimeters is an inch.
Okay.
So we're talking about what? Thereabouts. So you're talking about a 4-foot-tall thing, probably.
Oh, okay. So small.
A little bit smaller than 4 feet. Three and 4 feet.
Pretty small.
Okay. And whatever it is. Now, this is all talking about the capoeiras, or capoeiras, or whatever the fuck they call it. It's that thing from Mexico that they said they found the corpse from. You know?
Oh, that...
Chupacabra, whatever the fuck it is. Yes, it's called goat sucker is what they say. But they're finding these animals dead in the fields, and their corpses are turning black because of the bites. There's something biting these fucking things, and it's fucked up. Now, you can say what the fuck you want. Maybe it's a weird moth or something. I don't know. Okay, but that's fucking serious gun store shit.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, if I was living in Mexico and I was a sheep herder, man, I'd be having me a Chenwick fast attack vehicle faster than you could say fucking dead guy. I'm here to tell you. I mean, I'd get that Ram 40mm grenade launcher on that motherfucker, and the first little glowing blue light I saw that son of a bitch would be scraping his ass off of Pluto. That'd be it for him. Fuck you, guy. No way. However, on the good news, a turtle kicked some serious ass just the other day. Weighing all of 55 pounds, a 16-year-old turtle destroyed an Auburn pet store, killing more than 6,000 tropical fish and causing more than $16,000 in damages. Now the owner, David Johnson, is trying to figure out how to keep the Auburn Pet Center's doors open. Had vandals been responsible, insurance would have paid for repairs. But unfortunately for Johnson, the destruction was an inside job. And Harry is the primary suspect. Fucking Harry's the shit. Maybe he was just exploring, or maybe he wanted to impress Sally, who was a female turtle in his tank, with whom he was enamored of late. But for some reason, the foot-high reptile found himself behind a wall of length of an aquariums that held 49 aquariums. A wall of 49 aquariums. Now this, think about this. A foot-tall, 55-pound turtle, Markles, underneath 49 aquariums. That's no small amount of weight. And he fucking puts himself in there, and he's like, and pushes the entire tank over and shatters it.
Wow.
That's fucking rad. I mean, any turtle that can do that much damage, I'm like, yeah, Harry is a wog turtle. I want a wog turtle picture before the end of this fucking show. Somebody give me a wog turtle. Post in the RC. I want a wog turtle before the end of this fucking show. That's fucking rad. That's a total testament to the fighting spirit of our culture right there. Harry ought to be the fucking official mascot of Rant Radio. Fuck yeah. You gonna put me in a tank and send me as a slaver? I'm gonna get out of this fucking tank, leave my bitch in there, and I'm gonna rip this fucking store apart. I'm gonna eat all the fucking fancy fish I can get my little snapper jaws on, you piece of shit, all at 4 miles an hour. Don't fuck with me. Tortoise in the hair of my ass. I am a fucking Pete's hurting himself over here. I think he's lost all color. Anyway, on the cult watch, Sim!
Yo,
add this in your fucking batch, man. In the cult watch, lettuce is fucking evil.
Should I stop eating lettuce?
You should. It proves tricky to extract a straight answer from the Yazidis when it comes to what exactly defines their sect. This is this weird fucking Muslim sect. But take their fierce prohibition against eating lettuce. A man who teaches Yazidi equivalent on Sunday school avoids the simple kind of explanation found in encyclopedias. The process of fussing a smattering of faiths, including Zoroastrianism, Christianity, Islam, left origins of many Yazani practicing obscure. So, apparently lettuce is bad. Lay off the fucking lettuce.
Oh, yeah.
Muslims, no. Lay off the fucking lettuce.
Okay, I'll do some research.
But pot's okay. Apparently Jesus smoked weed.
Oh, yeah?
Nice. Jesus almost certainly was a cannabis user and the early proponent of the medicinal properties of the drug, according to a study of scriptural texts published this month. Wow, this one's going to be popular. Studies suggest that Jesus and his disciples used the drug to carry out miraculous healings. I'm walking on fucking water over here. Whoa, shit, he is, man! The anointed oil used by Jesus to his disciples contained an ingredient called cannabuzzum, which has been since identified as a cannabis extract.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, fucking cool. I'm going to use that in one of my books. Which has since been identified as a cannabis extract, according to an article by Chris Bennett in Drugs Magazine. Attaboy, Chris. I bet you he doesn't worry. He's like, tossing. High Times, entitled, Was Jesus a Sorcerer? The incense used by Jesus' ceremonies also contain cannabis extract, suggests Mr. Bennett, who quotes scholars to back his claim. So it's okay to smoke weed, Jesus says it's okay. And everybody knows that God loves rage. Okay. Now, what I would not have given, there's few moments that occur inside this world that I really honestly believe I would love to have been there. This is one of those moments that I wish I was fucking there.
Yeah.
Oh, God, do I wish I was at this. Jesus, this would have been great. A wizard of the Simjisti village of the Kangwa district in the Dodoma region, name withheld, somewhere in India, was last week reported to have experienced the shock of his life when he fell out of the sky when he was flying on his legendary flying saucer to people of his profession associated worldwide. This wizard apparently has a little flying carpet. Now check this out. What's said to have shocked the scientist even more was when he shocked the scientist, that's what he claims he is.
Okay.
Is when he realized he had landed in the middle of Christians who were deep in prayer. So check this out. You got a bunch of Indian Christians all sitting there going, oh Lord, we are so sorry that we're stuck. And then all of a sudden, wham, this fucking wizard falls out of the sky. Ow! Smack! And the wizard is reported to be sparsely dressed.
Oh.
Only a piece of goat skin covering his private parts while a piece of talisman hung around his waist. Can you imagine this? Oh, Lord, we are all... Wham! Falls out of the sky.
Oh.
That'd be fucking rad.
There
was
so
nothing
good.
More on his... There was nothing more in his body that was meant to be a dress of some kind. That is fucking awesome. Now, apparently, according to the article, the guy converted to Christianity. Wizard.
Really?
Which I think is absolute fucking bullshit.
God pushed me out.
Because I'd be like, oh, Lord, our Father, who art... Ah! Wham!
other guys should support whatever he's on.
He'd be like, oh, my flying saucer to drop me off. The next words out of my mouth would be, motherfucker, clack. You're going to tell me one hell of a story. Yeah, well, why don't we come over here, goatskin motherfucker? I'm going to tie you to this tree, and 10 minutes from now, I'm going to know everything there is to know about this flying fucking saucer. Namely, where the fuck do I get one? Because I got about 1,000 people on my radio station want to know.
We'll improve the seat belts on it, but we want your saucer.
I don't give a shit, asshole. And the last thing, I'd be like, oh, Lord. Like, what are you offering? I'll offer absolution for your sins. What's he offer? He's got a flying saucer. See ya.
I'm going to him.
Yeah, you can keep your paper. You know, body of Christ, set phasers to kill. I just think that's a fucking brilliant story.
That's so funny.
And how about the actual server monks? Yes, okay. That's right. A monastery in Russia has a website shut down for spamming. Monks in St. Trinity, St. Nicholas Monastery in Russia allegedly spam thousands of inboxes asking for donations.
The
monks
so
say
good.
They are new to the web and didn't know what they were doing. No shit. Father Superior, Fethlen Zbivov, said his monks were amateurs when it came to the World Wide Web.
Really?
You just see him outside the Father Superior's office. What were you thinking? I was... Somebody get those brothers some counters.
They weren't opt-in.
They didn't know what the fuck they were doing. Give the brother a break. I mean, if you're dumb enough not to have that happen, I mean, it'd be awesome if a bunch of monks hacked shit. That'd be awesome.
Oh, that'd be so sweet.
There. Especially if it was one of those really cool kind of Rasputin kind of monks. He'd be all sitting there like, he'd be a fucking on a t-shirt in about 30 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking
get
Russian
a picture of that.
Crypto. Oh, this Russian monks? That'd be fucking rad. I just, oh. And how server is this? I swear to God I've never seen this. The Church of the Wintermute.
I thought this was great.
Church of Wintermute is one main belief that someday the internet will become so big and so intelligent it will be able to know itself and become what we call Wintermute. If you don't know why we call it that, drop everything and read Neuromancer. It's the first true cyberpunk novel and best books ever. One of the best books and explains this kind of thing. Okay, bullshit. Snow Crash by Neil Stephenson kicks fucking everything that Gibson's ever did's ass. Wintermute, it will be sentient AI that is at home on the net and quite capable of controlling it. When it arises, it will be likely willing to help those that will help it. Which goes back to the server concept, which I did in Tales from the Afternoon, which I think is better than some stupid name like fucking Wintermute. But anyway, that's because Gibson doesn't know a fucking thing about computers, but that's neither here nor there. Yes, and in cult news, I've determined that, now, before Scientologists, what was my major enemy?
Aliens.
No, before them... Pedophiles.
Pedophiles, that's right.
You betcha, put a head on a stick. Spade Pack does not figure in any guidebook, but in late afternoon in squalid shantytown on the outskirts of Cambodian capital. Is that Pompeii?
No.
Phnom Penh. Okay, whatever.
Phnom Penh.
It's thronged with Western men, the tourist lounge in plastic chairs in the shade, drinking Angkor beer and surveying the scenery. Young girls, barely 11 or 12, wearing low-cut tops and come-hither smiles. The air is full of American drawls, Australian twangs, and unmistakable found of a Geordie accent. British sex tourists are flocking to Cambodia, helping to put the Southeast Asian nation on the map as a new haunt for the globe-trotting pedophiles. Gary Glitter, rock and roll, hey, rock and roll. The former pop star and convicted child pornographer recently appeared in Phnom Penh after being hounded out of the country last year. As a matter of fact, funny thing is, in my trail of friends, I know guys who know the guards who guarded Gary Glitter when he was sitting in his fucking cell over there. And you know what they would do?
Really?
They'd walk back and forth in front of his cell singing his songs. Like, do you want to be in my gang, and shit like that. It was pretty funny. So I thought that was pretty funny. But, when we get our fucking flying saucers from the wizards and shit, we'll beat our twosins and fuck off down to Cambodia and drop shit on them. Also... We have a new section tonight, which is the alien problem. Yes? Yes. After last show, I've determined that the alien problem, there is an alien problem which you have to be ready for. Because eventually aliens are going to land. And when they do, we need to put those motherfuckers in camps.
There's enough alien cults out there that one of them's got to be right.
Oh, shit. There's got to be. You know there's aliens. And I don't trust these motherfuckers as far as I can throw. You know, because everything's about combat. This whole universe is about combat. When they land, they're going to be kicking our ass. If they can't kick our ass, just fuck knows I wouldn't want to engage us in a land war. We got guys like Goldberg, man. What are you kidding? I wouldn't fuck with Goldberg. I'm a human. Fuck that. He'd be able to eat 30 of those little bastards. But apparently, there's the alien problem. Now, in case you've been living under a rock, here's the entire thing on the alien cloning thing.
Right.
Okay. And here's their next story where they say the next clone to be born, when we get to see the first one, will be born to a lesbian couple. Which, why would you give a lesbian couple fucking a kid because they chose not to breed because they're lesbians? Hello? The world's second clone human is doomed, born next week in a lesbian couple, according to a cult official who stunned scientists on Friday, not with her claim, but how she looks. Have you seen this bitch? She's ugly. On Friday, by announcing the birth of first alleged human clone, Eve. Bridget Bossier, the CEO of Clonaid and practitioner of much, much bad hygiene, and bishop in the sect that believes space aliens created human life on Earth, said the second clone baby girl will be born to a lesbian couple on undisclosed location in Northern Europe. So now we're not even saying anything about it. It's going to a couple dykes. Scientists, however, are skeptical that the sect known as aliens have actually produced a clone baby and are waiting for evidence. The baby online last week and nicknamed Eve was expected to arrive in the United States on Monday, the Associated Press reported, and undergo DNA tests to verify whether or not she's a clone. Test results are expected within a week. Check the link for the full story. Aliens, you gotta love them. Yeah, they're a lot of fun. But, wait. Oh, stop. Didn't the aliens do a cloning hoax for the first time 25 fucking years ago? December 2002? Nope, try again. Try March 1978. Indeed, when representatives of the aliens and extraterrestrial worshipping religions group announced last week they had created the world's first human clone, their claim was in itself a clone of sorts. A clone of a very similar claim made a quarter century ago, and one that ultimately proved to be a hoax. It took 3 months in 1970 for science to pick apart science behind the purported achievement. 3 years before a court definitively declared the claim to be fraudulent. Now, with the availability of modern DNA fingerprinting, it should take a few days for scientists to determine whether the alleged clone is indeed a genetic replica of her mother. But there's still room and error for testing process, and even more for mischief, scientists warns. If the radical claim of human cloning is to be believed, experts said it will be important that every detail about how the testing done be made open to outside scrutiny. You know what I'd do if I was that scientist? I'd say they
Which
did.
One? The cloning one?
Oh, yeah. No, the guys are testing it.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I'd say, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they cloned them. Yeah, it's legit.
Panic.
Because the aliens be like, ah.
What?
What? Yeah, yeah, they cloned them. Yeah, that's a successful clone.
Yeah, totally positive, 100%.
Because there'd be so many men in black, there wouldn't be a alien around for miles. You'd never see those motherfuckers again. And be like, poof, where'd the aliens go? I don't know, there was no aliens here. Oh, I'm sorry. You know, seriously, the voice of CNN coming up to you, we were never here. Yeah, totally. That's exactly what would be happening. No. Now, to go along with that alien problem, there's a lot of shit that's going on. Now, you know about this thing where they faked the moon landings?
Oh, yeah. On a soundstage.
On a soundstage in Dallas. Right? Okay, now, I'm not here to judge either way. All right? I think we went to the moon. All right?
It's the funniest debate ever if you go to these sites. Oh, my God.
Here's one that
crazy.
Has...
Crazy.
They got some interesting information. Okay? Now, that's one for you to just... That's just presented for you to know. Okay?
Yep.
Now, Roswell. Alien conspiracy, right?
Right.
We've all heard about it.
Yeah.
It's interesting to read what the Russians think about it.
Really?
Yeah. There's only the Pravda, what the Russians are saying about it. Very, very interesting stuff. And also,
it's always good to have an outside source.
Well, it is. And how about Project Aurora, the spy plane? Okay, now, if this doesn't mean that we're not in contact with aliens, I don't know what the fuck is. The Aurora spy plane is a very, 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 very weird thing. The Aurora spy plane is a spy plane that can fly higher. It's like essentially almost like a satellite that they can fly at
90 degree
angles and shit.
Nice.
It's accused to be responsible for a lot of alien sightings and shit like that. Very, very strange. Very, very strange. I don't know, man. I don't know. That kind of shit freaks me out. And the NASA moon hoax. Okay. Again, I got some more information on that. So if you want to just chase that out, there's a bunch of books on there. So... There's a bunch of stuff that's there that kind of, I don't know, man, it doesn't really work. But they left an American flag up there, right?
Yeah.
They left an American flag up there.
Somebody with a telescope.
So
get on it.
If there's an American flag up there, we should be able to see this motherfucker, right?
Yep.
So that would pretty much end that. I mean,
with a very good tracking telescope.
You didn't miracle that fucking flag up there.
It's not on the dark side either, so you can see it.
Well,
right?
No, it's because the moon stays facing.
Yes, that's right.
So we should be able to see this fucking flag.
Should be able to.
Oh, yeah.
And the footprints.
Well,
all that.
Spin that Hubble around.
Yep.
Wham! Oh, yeah, there's the flag.
There it is, proof done.
There would be the flag. You know, seriously. I bet you, I mean, they got to have that shit somewhere. I mean, you got to be able to zoom in somehow or dig a, I don't know, high-res image and zoom in on it or something. Enhance. I don't know. And I got an interesting piece here. Now, I've never known about this, but Malikin sent me this in about Planet X. Now, I've always thought that Planet X was like this fucked-up science fiction thing. You know, aliens from Planet X.
Yeah, they just call it Planet X.
Yeah,
some planet way out there.
Planet somewhere. Okay, but apparently, there's people who believe that there's an actual planet fucking X.
Okay.
No shit. Sean, I was curious if you've ever heard of Planet X. And no, I'm not talking about Pluto. It's an interesting site that seems to be devoted to it, however, I'm not sure. Okay, so there's a website. You can check it out. Okay, whether or not we think it's crack. All right. No, you posted the wrong one. That was you posted this,
posted
about
this
aliens freaking. Oh, never mind.
I go ahead.
Oh, do you?
I okay. press enter at different times.
I've heard something about its orbit coming within 20 million miles of Earth every 3,600 years or so, causing a reverse in the gravitational polarity, resulting in major disturbance, usually an ice age. Well, supposedly this thing is going to be here into the spring of 2003. Shit! Fuck!
It's getting too hot anyway,
God,
Sean.
Damn it, I'm just putting my books out!
There goes the human race.
Oh, well, but if they're all sitting inside, they might as well read. I'm curious if you've heard about this and what your thoughts may be. I don't know, but you know what? It doesn't really matter what my thoughts are, because if the planet's going to show up and fucking rock the world, is there anything I can do about it? No? Well, why stress?
Not much.
Yeah, so fuck them. And, of course, those goddamn aliens are freaking. Apparently, a farmer was phone jacked by fucking E.T. Phone home. I never trusted the wrinkly little brown fucker anyway. So there's an
farmer's phone check.
Yeah, apparently his phone was fucking. Somebody was calling porn lines. He blames it on aliens.
It was aliens.
However,
not my son.
How's this? You want to talk about more Tales of the After now? Remember Mutt? Mutt?
Yes, yes.
Well, the Chinese scientists have built a 1.58 meter and 76 kilogram robot,
yeah,
which can do Tai Chi. Now, they don't say anything here, but they say, oh, it's a traditional form of shadow boxing and stuff. What they don't say is that Tai Chi is actually the supreme fist. That's what Tai Chi means.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's
I
not like
that.
A... No, it's a fucking deadly martial art. Ask anyone who really has any understanding about martial arts.
Robot guards, yes!
I'm just like, fucking, whoa! You got robots building up chi energy and shit? That's how they're breaking bricks and stuff. Cool.
Need a couple of them outside my door, right?
Fucking A, guy.
None shall pass.
Exactly. And we got another step closer to practical quantum computing. The dream of mechanics to design quantum computers is to take a problem, the increasingly spooky behavior of electronic components and that grow smaller due to effects of predicted quantum theory, and turn it into an advantage. This is where quantum mechanics is that shit that if I read about for any length of time, I get a nosebleed. So I just leave that shit to, like, Michael Akaku and call it a fucking day. Okay? So very, very cool. If you wanna check that out, that's really neat. And, of course, you gotta have these in your kit bag, man. Fucking razor sharp throwing cards, like, you know, that look like
throwing
a jackass face.
Yeah, really?
They look like fucking playing cards, but they're ninja stars.
Wow.
Yeah, they're kind of cool. I thought they were.
I have a Jackie Chan movie where they had playing cards and this guy threw them and like killed people with them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which one? Yeah, City Hunter. That's right.
Wow, you know Jackie Chan movies.
Uh-oh.
Danger.
I've got the ball in the other room.
Yeah, yeah, he's like Jackie Chan.
I noticed.
Yeah, like help.
His own shelf.
So, I mean, that's what we need. We need to get those cards, and we need to put Rant Radio stickers on them, and then when we go to the fucking...
Throw them at people.
No,
we give them to people.
Aliens, man. We wait for those little gray motherfuckers. They got great big eyes. We'll fucking spear those cocks.
Can you order, like put stuff on them? No.
No, but you could. That'd be rad.
That'd be awesome.
Fucking tight.
Now, there's a niche for you. Designer throwing stars.
Designer throwing stars.
Like, you know, you match
awesome.
That up with, like, the Cafe Press guys.
And oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's their new
did
line.
We get a picture?
Cafe
did we,
Press throwing stars.
Did we get a picture of that turtle yet? Did we get that wog turtle? Fucking, I don't want Harry, man. Where the fuck is that fucking turtle?
No, I haven't got anything.
Did
private messages.
That? Oh, man.
If anybody has a private message, Sean
turtle,
or me.
Guy, I want to get that up.
It's or me. Quasi-legal weapons.
Yes.
Quasi-legal. Fuck, quasi-legal. This whole podcast is wrong. Media review. Yes, like I said, this is Mary. Media review is this comedy. This is, who sent me this? Fuck. I think it was, Woody sent me this. Insane. Comedy Central's Daily Show espouses, so you're living in a police state. Possibly the funniest piece of political satire I've ever seen. If you don't pitch your pants with laughter, you must be Hitler Youth. Note, streaming media opens with automatically, so wait till after the show to play this, okay, guys? So this is, Comedy Central thing on, so you're living in a police state.
What do you do now?
Yes, absolutely. Now, what else do we have here? I got an email from, I think it's Byte. I think that's the guy's name, because he fucking signs his name with, like, a bunch of logos and shit, and I can't remember how the fuck you say his name. Anyway, right. Hey, Merry Xmas. Apparently, extremely massive and good thing. Apparently, extremely massive is a good thing. Okay. X-Mass. X-Mass. Get it?
Extremely
massive.
God.
Tight, I gotcha. Did some data mining to create my gift for the world. A real gem. Yeah. This one's for real. You probably already know about it, department. With a twist, you've heard of the IUMA, Independent Underground Music Archive,
right.
And seen their site. You know it's great, but it's missing one thing. A way to find bands given in a given city, say Vancouver, perhaps, or Tel Aviv.
Oh, very cool.
And here's the website where he's done just that. Given up 42,560 bands in 148 countries from 9,296 cities. Cool, independent, unsigned bands from around the world should do something for your playlist. I put this together because I can, and no one else did.
Wow.
Seriously, those folks, this one's worth bookmarking. Whoa! fucking ninja bows going around there.
That's awesome.
Very, very cool. Very, very cool. Like in NLS, you can type in Vancouver. Can we type in Vancouver, see what we get? Because maybe Porn on Beta's listed. Vancouver, and what do we get? Get in.
Plug my headphones back in. Open your ears and your mind will follow.
Oh, wow, there's a bunch of shit here. Alter Shape.
268.
Wow, the whole... Is Porn on Beta in there?
We don't advertise much, so no.
No, that's okay.
But I'm sure we will be.
Shit, but they give the genre and everything.
Oh,
fuck,
nice.
That's tight.
Good job.
Tight. Very cool. And probably website links and everything.
Yep,
that's
everything.
Some sexy shit, man.
Very nice.
Wow, like, how do you fuck with that? Daily site check of the day. If you need to do some daily sites now, we all know the knowledge is power. And, of course, anything that you do learn, we don't advertise hacking or espouse such things. Because, well, if you did, you'd be a terrorist. But if you know, you're interested for informational purposes only, you should check out thehacktivist.com. Very cool site. Lots of interesting things there. For informational purposes only. Shit, I'm hiccuping!
Oh, my God.
I've been yelling too much this show. That's probably why.
Yeah, pretty yelly.
And, of course, time for the digital baptism. I've got a bunch of digital baptisms.
Ooh,
actually,
excellent.
Three. Dear Sean Kennedy, my brother listens to your show every night.
Well, every night? It's not on every night. He must be hearing it in his head.
It must be. Maybe he's stealing pirate signals.
Crazy.
And I was just recently digitally baptized with the name Body Counter. My brother is Gorka, and you digitally baptized him as well.
Oh, yeah, Gorka. Okay.
We just got two mice. You can guess what's coming.
Yes.
You can't think of any names for them. Both are female. And I was wondering if you could digitally baptize them. Thanks, Body Counter. Yes. Your mice are now named Scrambler and Jammer.
Those are great.
Those are good names for mice.
Great little names.
I'm fucking
pleased
with that. And also, a real person is getting digitally baptized. That would be Kaboofa. Is now known as Dead Hair. That's D-E-A-D dash H-E-I-R. Like a hair. Like dead air, but it's dead.
Dead air.
Dead air.
That's good.
I like
that.
That's a good name.
Soft H on
the Special side. Shouts out tonight at the end of the show, because we reached the end of the show. Special shouts out to Peter. Thanks
for coming out.
Thank you very much.
Participating.
Yeah, you bet.
It's been a blast.
It's been a good time.
Yep.
I'm like, oh, wait, do we have that fucking... I want that turtle. Did that turtle picture show up?
Let's see. Oh, Kindling Boy. Oh, there we go.
Where is it?
I'll have to preview it first.
What do we got? There it is. Yeah! Turtle. Yeah, Vince, you know it's good. Nice. That's an awesome shot. I want that as the background. That as the background. Where is that?
There it is. I'll put it. There you go. Click on it. Scroll down.
There we go. PB base. Yeah. That's the fucking
put
desktop
the
now.
Background.
Fuck not with Harry, man. Harry's the shit.
Harry the walk turtle.
Is he dead? Is this turtle dead? He's got any eyes. Wow. He looks pretty intense, though.
Down,
set
down,
his background.
Down, down, down. Up, middle. In the middle. There. Down.
Oh, set it back on. There you go.
There you go.
Bam!
Yeah, look
bam,
at his
baby.
Eyes. They're all fucked
He's
up.
All fucked up. He's pissed off.
Oh, my God.
He's been tortured. He's the shit, man. Don't fuck with Harry. I mean, how rad is that? I mean, if I was going to go and I was a turtle, that's the way I'd go. I mean, I don't have that kind of media exposure. I'd fucking kick ass. That would be so rad to be a turtle like that and just do that much damage. I've been giving $16,000 to a slaver. That'd be rad. I hate fucking pet stores anyway. I think they're shitty. Anyway, going through the IRC tonight. What do we got? We got Cat, Smokey, Pyro, African Love Turtle. I wonder if African Love Turtle's real name is Harry. Alien Binary, Alan on 0, L736, Alder Boy, Angelica Cosplay. I should make this bigger so I can read the motherfucker. Come here, you. There we go. Angry Monkey, a Panther P. IPOC, a Panther P. Hey, you know that shit about that fucking that town in Texas that's all made of concrete.
Cement City.
That's Cement City. Email me about that. TheManOfRainRadio.com. I want to know what that was all about because you apparently have some knowledge about that. If you don't, well, tell me you don't know anything. But anyway, you said something in the IRC a while back. Anyway, IPOC, good to see you. Bath for Missy. That's actually kind of a good name.
Bath for Missy.
Black Bob, Bongman, Burgerberg, Cabot, Chronic Stigma. Ooh, that's a good one. Or Chronic Stigmata. Ooh, that's a good name. I like that one. Chronic Stigmata.
Good.
Some of these guys are getting pretty creative with their name. C-Powered Lentium. Delamorta Delusion, Festering Penis, 4 kilohertz. FUD, Fuse, Dolby, God Money, Gurkha, Griffin at the Bar, Guardian Super Chicken, Incognito, Jasmine, K-16, Kadath, Kexler, Kindling Boy, King Zick. Lorax, Loser, Mike J. Armageddon, Mr. Echo, Napkin, Nebula, Paladin, Persistent Object, Psycho, Punk of Evil, good to see you, buddy. Pyroja, Rich, hey Rich, glad to see you made it out for the show. This is actually a pretty good show for,
cool. Yep.
I'll be seeing him on Wednesday night, I think. Rose, glad she stuck around. Sapphire, glad to see her too, because she's sexy. Mm-hmm. Server Priest, Ski, Shade, Side, Slice, Hurt Oak, Smuzzle, Sparky, Spudley, Star Baby, Tantrix, The Bug, Templar, Knight, The Man, The Myth, The Legend. Transistor, Trauma, Trotsky's Ghost, thanks for the links again, buddy. Turmoil, Terspiro, Listen. Okay, whatever. Upthorn, Vampire This Morning.
Wiggle Puppy.
Whopper, WS Ninja. Worka, the White Gurkha. Hey, buddy! Glad you made it in, too. He's a good friend of mine. Yerky, Zootroy, Soul Trance. GH, Embryo Dead, Lieutenant Major Zombie. Soma, Sim Porn on Beta. What the fuck's that?
Sim on Porn on Beta. I don't know.
Okay, whatever.
Somebody likes me in the band.
Cop Up. Earth Scum.
Good name.
Earth Scum. Earth Scum.
That's great.
Holy Hand Grenade. Sean Rummy Daddy, and there's a bunch of people jumping in and out and shit like that. So
yeah,
if I missed you, I'm sorry. And that's pretty much it for tonight's show. If you want to help us in distributing the show, you get two people hooked on it. Because if you get two people hooked on it, eventually it grows, much like a Head and Shoulders commercial. Eventually, we take over the fucking Earth, and we can free repressed creatures like Harry. They don't have to do that kind of damage, okay?
Don't have to float dead in a tank.
And we are also, once again, free to distribute this show anyway if you see fit. If you think the show is funny, record it and give it to someone. That's one way to get them hooked on the show for sure. And if you want to be on Rant Radio, we are still looking for programming.
Always.
Always.
We love it.
We love it. We think it's sexy. We touch ourselves and say, programming. So if you want to send in some ideas, you can get info@rantradio.com and
yep.
Make sure that
talk
you're committed. Don't be a fucking dick and just be like, yeah, it's a great idea. It's a good show. And then you, like, you know.
Do it once and then
only do 9 episodes and then everybody wants to hear more
yeah,
and then you don't
the
do
hell?
It. Because
yeah.
That's just.
Yeah, don't do that kind of thing.
That's just bad. Don't do that.
Because you're fired if you do.
So thank you very much for tuning in tonight's show. And we will see you in 7 days. And if you want to send me any links on paranormal stuff, one request. If you are going to send me links, make sure you send me, like, a bit of a paragraph so I know what the link's about. Don't just say, this is cool, in the link. Because it takes me, like, a long time to filter through that way. So if you're going to do it, Soul Trance has it, like, dialed down the way he sends in his links. I really think that's super cool.
Yeah.
Anyway, but more than anything else, if you don't want to do that and you just want to send me links, that's okay, too. I really appreciate you doing that.
Don't forget about the contest and then your...
Yes, 1,000 words. You can send it to smokehouse@rantradio.com. Smokehouse, all one word. Okay, @rantradio.com. And we'll judge. And if you win, you get the good stuff.
But you get the good stuff.
Don't bitch us out about that.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
That's it.
So that's it for tonight's show. Where you come from is gone. Where you thought you were going to, we're never there. Where you are ain't no good unless you can get away from it.
So you say you gotta know why the world goes around, and you can't find the truth in the things you've found, and you're scared shitless cause evil abounds. Come join us. Well, I heard you were looking for a place to be, for a battle.